Hello, everyone. Today's truly an exceptional day for me. I'm incredibly privileged to have Dr. Ken Berry joining us. And I can't overstate this enough, how much this opportunity means to me, Dr. Berry. And I'm trying to be careful because people keep calling me the carnivore hype man, but this isn't flattery or butt kissing. This is just the truth. Despite you and I having never met in person until this very moment, you quite literally saved my life. These are all of my medications I was on before starting carnivore. And besides me, the reason I get so emotional too is because besides me, it's amazing. But what's Aaron, happened to?
We've got some kind of echo going on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You have two mics going.
Let me see. Is that any better?
Okay, try it now.
Is that coming through any better now?
It's like a 5-second delay echo or something. I think it may be better now.
Okay, how about now? Any better now? Test, test, test.
No, it's still going.
Oh shoot!
I've never heard this before.
Let me see here.
No, it's still going. Sorry.
Okay.
I've got all the echo cancellation clicked on my end.
Yeah, mine's on as well. Try this once. Can you hear me now? Is that any better? Any improvement?
Can you hear it on your end?
I don't hear any echo on my end.
Yeah, it's like a 5 or 10 second. I hear an exact repeat of the conversation. I don't know if people watching this, if they can...
I just switched to another one. People watching, can you comment? Does anyone else hear an echo?
No, everybody's saying it sounds fine. I can deal with it.
Okay. Yeah, so, sorry about that. Yeah, so sorry. I get emotional, but we've never met before. You quite literally saved my life. And more importantly, the lives of my daughters and my family. My oldest daughter survived open heart surgery. She had 2 blood clots, which we later found out was due to medication she was taking, which in retrospect, I think she probably never needed if she was just eating the proper human diet all along. So I could never thank you enough, but we could talk about some of that more. Hopefully if you can hear me okay. But for the benefit of anyone that's new watching us right now, Dr. Berry, would you kindly introduce yourself and maybe give us a brief background?
So I'm Dr. Ken Berry. I am a family physician. I've been practicing in Tennessee family medicine for over 20 years. I started a YouTube channel and a Facebook page about five and a half years ago at my wife's insistence. And we've been making videos trying to explain to people human nutrition just in common sense terms, using plain language that anybody can understand, and trying to give simple steps. This is how you do it. This is, you know, and also we try to regularly point out these people are trying to mislead you when it comes to big food manufacturers and big pharmaceutical manufacturers. These guys are in business to make money. They're not in business to make you healthier. So we try to also point out just the obvious glaring examples of companies trying to mislead regular folks. Who are, you know, because one of the things that pisses me off more than anything is that there's a group of people out there, they're not interested in their health at all, right? They're just interested. They just want to eat what they want to eat, do what they want to do, and they don't want to hear about it. And that's fine. Everybody who's 18 years of age, they get to make that decision. If you want to smoke and drink and eat junk and smoke crack and smoke weed, that's great. As long as you're making an important decision. I know that's bad for me. I don't care. That's great. I'm not trying to preach to those people, but what really grates my nerves is when somebody like you, like me, 15 years ago, we wake up. Either we wake up and we're morbidly obese, severely obese, or we're pre-diabetic, or we've got high blood pressure. We're like, holy crap. I've got kids. I got grandkids. I can't be having a heart attack or a stroke. And so then they start looking for solutions, for answers. And almost immediately what they find is what Nietzsche and I call the false solution, right? And so you're like, okay, so I need to stop eating Ding Dongs and Honey Buns and drinking Pepsi and eating Cheetos and eating Doritos. Okay, got it. So what do I replace? Because I understand now that's junk food. That's not only is it not good for me, it's actually bad for me, right? So the first question on most people's minds are, what do I replace that with to improve my health, right? That's a very common sense question. But immediately what that person is bombarded with on social media, on YouTube, with magazines and television channels is, oh, you need to buy our product, right? So if you just heard about keto and you go to the supermarket, guess what? There's lots of keto products on the shelves now because the big food manufacturers know that's very popular. And I predict that in a few more months or years, there'll be carnivore products on the shelves as it becomes more and more popular, right? So people don't know. They just see the word keto and they're like, oh yeah, I heard that doctor on YouTube. That says keto. He said keto. I'm going to buy that. And so they stop filling up their shopping carts with Doritos and Pepsi, right? And they start filling up their cart with all these keto products. And they're very motivated at that moment in time, right? They're motivated enough to spend money. They're motivated enough to watch more YouTube videos, to sign up for a YouTube Facebook group, right? And so they start this keto diet. And then after a week, maybe they've lost a pound or two. After 2 weeks, they maybe lost one more pound. After 3 weeks, their blood pressure maybe came down a tiny bit, not much. Their blood sugar maybe responded a little, but not much. So what happens is very quickly they undergo what we call motivation fatigue, because they truly were motivated. They truly were ready to change, and they were faced with this false choice. A lot of people in that motivated stage, they'll fall for the whole foods plant-based or the vegan argument. Like, well, these people look very healthy, right? And so a lot of people think if you're skinny, you must be healthy. And that's, as you and I both know, that's far from true. Very, very often, that's not true at all. And so they wind up spending a lot of money, a lot of time, a lot of their motivation, a lot of their stamina and their persistence. They spend it and waste it on these false choices. And after a month or two of that, they're like, well, this is a bunch of crap. This is not helping anything. I can't tell any difference at all, or I can only tell a tiny bit of difference, right? That's a bigger part of what I've been doing lately, is trying to protect people when they do stand up and sit up and pay attention and go, oh, so you're saying what I eat matters? Because I think most people understand, yeah, dude, if you eat junk, you're not going to be healthy. But I don't think a lot of people get just how important it is. But when they do get it, I want to protect that person from the false narratives that are out there. From the food corporations, because increasingly the top 10 food corporations, they're starting to move into organic. They're starting to move into keto. They're starting to move into low carb. They're starting to move into paleo because they know these things are very popular. And I would opine that they also know that they actually work. And so they're trying to hijack those words. They're trying to co-opt those words. And then they'll be the thought leader. They'll be the guy who's giving, you know, oh, I've got your solution right here. And we see this same thing happening with Weight Watchers. Weight Watchers was founded back in 1969, right? And they have been, so if Weight Watchers actually worked and was sustainable, they've been going since 1969. There would not be any such thing as an obesity epidemic in the United States, right? Well, obviously Weight Watchers is not sustainable. So Weight Watchers is the semi-starvation model of weight loss. That's what that is. You need to start semi-starving yourself and continue to semi-starve yourself for the rest of your life. Right on its face, you're like, what? They don't say that. They say, oh, you're going to count points, or you're going to get free foods or whatever. But in reality, all those weight loss programs are semi-starvation diets that you must sustain forever. Nobody has that much willpower. And indeed, we see that Weight Watchers profits have been suffering so much that they just bought a company that will be able to remotely prescribe Ozempic. Now, if you understand human physiology and weight loss at all, immediately you're like, oh, so your model of weight loss doesn't work and it's not sustainable, or you would have never spent however many hundreds of millions of dollars buying a company that can prescribe Ozempic remotely. And Jenny Craig also did the same thing, but that is an absolute admission that your weight loss program either does not work or is not sustainable, or both, because you've got to have a pharmaceutical cheat code to actually lose meaningful weight and keep the meaningful weight loss going. Well, in the end, what it comes down to is all these big food manufacturers, Weight Watchers, Jenny Craig, all these guys, they have board of directors. Many of them are publicly traded on the stock exchange, right? Their duty is to their stockholders, their shareholders. Their duty is not to the customer. Their duty is not to, oh, I actually have to reverse your type 2 diabetes. It's not, or prevent you from developing prediabetes or type 2 diabetes. That's not their goal. Their goal is to sell you products, to sell you subscriptions. And they're very successful at that. And that's why they just bought the company that can prescribe Ozempic, is because they're in business to make money. They're not in business to improve your health or to lower your BMI or to lower your A1C. They're not in business for that. And so we see this commonly. So I feel like my job is to educate very simply in regular language that anybody can understand. You don't have to have a bachelor's degree to understand my videos. And that's on purpose. I'm not trying to impress anyone. I'm not trying to impress the Harvard professors in the ivory towers. I don't give a damn what they think. I'm trying to reach regular folks who their health is suffering. They just want to know what's step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Tell me I just need the straight dope. What do I need to do? What do I need to avoid? That's how we started our social media. And then now we continue that. Plus, trying to protect people from that false choice. Oh, you're ready now? Good. Don't fall for all this crap, because none of this crap's going to help you long term.
Right. Dr. Barry, I think there's still a little echo. I muted mine and I could still hear yours. Someone said, maybe, is it possible you have another window open with this twice?
Let's see. You know what? Did that fix it?
Yes. Yes. It's gone.
Dude, I'm so sorry. That's 100% my fault.
No problem.
I don't know what I was thinking.
Well, we could still hear you. It was just a little quiet echo in the background. So
Okay. So it's so much better for me now. I'm sorry about that.
No problem. Yeah, exactly what you're saying, though, with Weight Watchers and all these other companies trying to make money. It's for 20 years I tried losing weight, and I tried Weight Watchers. I tried all of these other things. And it's like you said, I'd starve myself for a while. I'd see some progress, and then I'd gain it all back and more. My big realization on carnivore is that I'm addicted to sugar. And the reason I yo-yoed so many times over the years is because I'd lose a bunch of weight doing keto. I did 10 years ago. I lost a whole bunch of weight doing keto. I gained it all back. And then here's my little picture. This was me at 262, almost 100 pounds heavier than I am today. And it was all from sugar. I would just eat a little bit. And then, like you were saying, the keto snacks. I've been saying to people, like 2 years ago, I was like, you kids have it so good with all these keto snacks. You can go to the store. And now I'm like, no, those things are horrible for you. They messed me up so bad. I had inflammation, arthritis. I had IBS. I was eating pretty darn clean too, like low keto and every now and then a little snack. But I was just miserable. I just wanted to thank you so much, because I learned about carnivore through Dante from Frigno Freedom. But I was like, this thing is insane. There's no way you can eat meat. Dante did it. This guy's just like a freak of nature or something. No one else can do it. And then I found your videos. And honestly, when I saw your first video, I was like, this guy's pulling a scam. There's no way. This guy's telling us to eat bacon. Like, what is going on here? But I, there was something to it. And your videos are so wonderful because every time I watch them, I'm like, this is insane, or I'm never going to understand this. And then at the end, it was just like common sense. It's just like, duh, common sense. The thing that got me on your channel was, I've had every issue. I suffered from really horrible depression. That's gone on carnivore. I'm down almost 100 pounds. I had IBS for years. I had arthritis so bad in my foot. This is kind of the last straw. They were going to do surgery on my foot. And it's all gone on carnivore. These are literally all of my pills, antidepressants, sleeping medicine. I stopped snoring the first couple days on carnivore. And I've had the most for 100. Right now is my 128th day. And today is my 40th day doing lion diet because I just wanted a little bit more of a challenge. So I decided to do that. But I haven't snored in 128 days. I haven't had any depression. I haven't had any anxiety. My life is just a million times better. And the thing that's crazy about it, that is a question I have for you, Dr. Barry, that I haven't heard asked because I've watched a lot of your live streams, is I truly, and again, this isn't flattery. I just think it's important because all of these doctors, these are all different doctors that prescribed these to me. They all failed me. And I don't blame them personally. I blame the system and everything else, but they all failed me. And we need more doctors like you and Dr. Chafee and Dr. Baker telling the truth. I was just thinking about this. I don't think there's any other person that I can think of that's saved more lives than you have or reversed more lives. And this is one of the reasons why your type 2 diabetes video is what convinced me to do carnivore after, again, I was like, this is insane. There's no way I'm doing it. That video you did, and you've done a couple on reversing type 2 diabetes, it has 1,000 comments, and almost every comment is like, Dr. Barry, you saved my life. Dr. Barry, my A1C went from this to this. It's just comment after comment. So I'm like, this guy's a scam artist. And I'm reading, I'm like, what, do you hire all these people to just make up lies in the comments and then all of your videos? So it's just, it's amazing what you're doing. And now, so 100 days ago, I did my 30-day update video. I've been a YouTuber for 8 years. We have a homestead. I do homesteading videos. I don't do carnivore videos. I'm like, I'm going to do one video. And now I'm addicted because I have had so many comments. I don't know how you do it. I've had so many comments from people that say, Carrie, I watched your video 100 days ago, and you're right. I stopped snoring like a week into it. This is amazing. My depression is lifting finally after I was on every SSRI for like 8 years. I was walking around like a zombie before I found carnivore. I wasn't living. I was suicidally depressed. I was walking around in a brain fog. My stomach was hurting all the time. But I look at it like this. So you've completely changed my life. But now it's not just me, because now my whole family's doing it. I have 5 other people in my family. My wife just started. She's on day 17. My daughter, Lily, the one I mentioned earlier, she had open heart surgery at 13. She nearly died of blood clots at 15. She was prescribed medicine. They thought she had endometriosis. She started getting her period at a really young age. And it was horrifying. And all these doctors were saying, I know this is horrifying, but it's happening everywhere. And we don't know why. That's what they said. We don't know why these young girls are having their periods younger, hitting puberty younger, and just having these horrible, painful issues. And they suggested that she go on birth control pills. And it was the most foolish decision I've ever made, but I was trusting the doctors. And they were saying, look, all these kids are doing it now. It's like, yeah, it's everywhere. But they're like, there's a small chance she might have a blood clot. And long story short, she ended up getting a blood clot right at the start of COVID. Her face was white. Her lips were purple. She nearly died in her house. She had to take a helicopter to the hospital, and she survived. But in retrospect, after researching more of your videos, and Dr. Kiltz has done some really good research about this, he's like, it's not that we don't know why it's happening. It's because cholesterol has been demonized for so long. And when you don't have cholesterol, your hormones are out of whack, and things like this start happening more and more and more. And so, sorry, I'm rambling now, but it's amazing what you did. And I just wanted to make that point. Like, do you have any idea, like, how many people's lives you saved? I don't even know if you could calculate it. Because if you just count me, I'm one person. My whole family did it. My sister's doing it. My mom and stepdad are doing it. He's lost 30 pounds. She's lost a bunch of weight. And now all these people on YouTube are doing it. It's like, I did my YouTube video. I'm like, it's like a little ripple. You're throwing a big boulder in there and making this huge splash. And it's just like, You can't put a number on it just because of the scale that you're able to do this through YouTube. You can reach so many people.
Yeah, I have no idea how many people we've helped to improve their health. But I do know that it's not as many as I would like for it to be. And the having social media is really, it's the secret weapon for the carnivore community. And I think people don't utilize it enough. Back in, you know, when I first started practicing back in 2003, there was a little bit of the internet. There was some little bit of this, that, and the other, but there really wasn't the reach where just a regular guy on his homestead, when he found something that worked, either in the pasture, right, or in the barn, or in the bedroom, or in the kitchen, didn't matter. You could post a video on YouTube, but it's like maybe, maybe not. If it wasn't a cute cat video, you probably weren't going to get many views. But now a guy like you can literally say, hey, guys, I'm doing this and this happened. And then if you're engaging and entertaining and you're a real person like you are, you're not a bullshitter. You're just a real guy. People know that. They can detect that and they see that. And then they watch your journey. They're like, holy crap. I think I'm going to try that too, because what we're recommending in the carnivore community, and I think this is very important for people to understand, because you'll hear a lot of doctors and a lot of dietitians say, well, I wouldn't recommend you try keto or carnivore because there's not a lot of long-term research proving that it's safe. Okay. Well, how much research is there proving that the American Diabetes Association diet is safe for humans to eat long-term? None. Zero. Right? What about the American Heart Association's DASH diet? Is there any long-term data showing that that's safe for long-term consumption? No. There is no data for any diet. And so if what I was promoting, Kerry, was a line of weird supplements, and I'm like, hey, if you want to get healthy, you got to buy these supplements and take them every day, then that argument would be valid. And they're like, wait a minute, there's no law that, because you're doing something artificial. You're taking something from a factory in China, probably, because that's the only place I can get it manufactured cheap enough. Yeah, you need some long-term data. Is that safe? Or if I were promoting a pharmaceutical, right? It's made in a factory in Puerto Rico, and then we ship it here and we'll ship it straight to your house. Yeah, I need some long-term data to back that up. But what we in the carnivore community, what we're advocating is that you just go back to eating the way humans used to eat thousands of years ago, back when everybody was healthy and not overweight and not pre-diabetic and didn't have all these medical problems. We're just saying, hey, let's not take some new weird pharmaceutical that's made in a factory with no evidence. We're saying, well, gosh, actually, there's millions of years of evidence that this is the way humans should eat. Let's just go back to eating that way, right? And so I think that a lot of doctors, they're so befuddled. They're so overworked. They're so confused by all the narratives that they're bombarded with every day, from the drug rep to all the ads in the medical journals to whatever websites they read or whatever videos they watch. They're so confused, they don't even understand basic scientific principles anymore. It would be like if I got on YouTube and I made a video and said, hey, if you're thirsty, you should drink water. And then a bunch of doctors jumped on there and said, well, you don't have any long-term data to support that.
Right.
Or if I made a video and said, if you feel like your blood oxygen level is dipping, you should breathe air. You should breathe in and out more often if you feel like your oxygen saturation is low. And then all kinds of dietitians and doctors and PhDs said he doesn't have any long-term data to back that up. Okay, but literally that's part of basic human physiology. Well, just like drinking water, it makes so much sense. We don't have to study that. We just know if you don't drink water for long enough, you'll die. Well, if you don't breathe air for long enough, you'll die. So I feel like that we've been eating real human species specific food for just as long as we've been breathing, and just as long as we've been drinking water, just as long as we've been sleeping, just as long as we've been playing in the sun without many clothes on. All those things we've been doing for millions of years. So how are you even going to say you need some controlled long-term research on them? What do you right. even try? What do you think about what you're saying? That doesn't even make common sense, which is one of the bedrock principles of all my social media, is it has to make common sense, or right. I'm not going to say it out loud. And so I don't think a lot of doctors, they haven't thought about nutrition, because in all honesty, most doctors get very little nutrition training. And the nutrition training they do get is very often sponsored by big pharma and big food. So the literally when they had their little medical school training wheels on trying to learn how to ride a bicycle, be a doctor, they got fed the wrong information from day one. And that's why so many doctors will recommend terrible things like Ensure shakes, right? They're effectively a melted milkshake that's full of sugar and full of vegetable seed oils. It's never occurred to them to actually read the ingredients. It's never occurred to them that that might be bad nutrition advice. It just never occurred to them. They trusted their professors in med school. All their professors prescribed Ensure. Therefore, how could it be bad? That's how the average doctor thinks. And that goes for the dietitians and nutritionists as well. They were trained by people they respected and trusted. Those people said, do this. Therefore, they just blindly believe that, which you really can't blame them for. But where I can start to place blame on doctors and dietitians is when somebody like you, Carrie, you go to your doctor and say, hey, I've been eating this carnivore diet for the last 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, and the following amazing things have happened to me physically and mentally. Where I place blame on that doctor or dietitian is when, without thinking, without doing any research whatsoever, without thinking about the paleoanthropological ramifications, they're just like, oh no, carnivore, don't do that. It's dangerous. Keto, don't do that. It's dangerous. And then maybe initially they could say that and I'd let them slide. But then they go home that night and they saw with their human eyes how your life had changed, Carrie, how your A1C had changed, how your AST and ALT, how your blood pressure had changed. They saw that with their human eyes. And then they went home and promptly forgot it and just went right back to just doing their same thing. They didn't bother to do an internet search. Like, how's that even possible? Let me Google carnivore diet. What are these people? What does that even mean? They just immediately throw up the hand. No, don't do that. That's when you start to get my wrath, is if you see somebody who's literally transforming their health and you try to poo-poo it and say, oh no, don't do that. That could cause keto butt crack, or that could cause carnivore bad breath, or whatever dumb shit you're going to say without knowing what you're talking about. That's when you become a liability to your patient. You're no longer an asset. You're no longer beneficial to your patients if you're just going to say, no, don't eat a proper human diet. That is bad for you.
Right.
What are you doing? What are you thinking? Have you lost all of your curiosity as a healthcare provider that when you get home, you're like, that was weird. That Carrie guy used to have sleep apnea, doesn't anymore. Maybe I should look up all meat diet, zero carb diet, carnivore diet. Maybe I should look that up. But they're like, nah, it's dumb. I'm not looking that up.
Right.
That's when you and I are no longer friends. If you're a healthcare provider and you're doing that stuff, I'm going to call you out.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's one of the things, your common sense. And I'm seeing it so much more clearly now. I keep having these carnivore epiphanies. I think I was in a brain fog before, but now it just makes so much sense. The fact that you look around a grocery store now and literally everyone is like walking around like a zombie. You can see the obesity, and this isn't fat shaming, but you can see they're arthritic and they're sore and they have aches and pains. It's like, this isn't normal. This isn't the normal human state. That's my biggest carnivore epiphany now. It happened around day 120. I'm like, this is what it is. I just feel like a normal human. There's nothing special about me. It's just insane that everybody else in the population feels like absolute garbage because of the food they're eating, the inflammation. It's kind of like, I use the analogy, it's like, I'm like a big baby. Like a baby's born into ketosis. A baby doesn't have arthritis or depression. Baby doesn't have problems sleeping. Baby doesn't stop breathing 400 times throughout the night while they're sleeping because they're not eating all that garbage. It's like common sense. But before that, it was such a fog. The thing with the healthcare stuff too that you're mentioning is, I totally agree with you. And I don't blame those folks. It's just so frustrating because everyone complains healthcare is so expensive. And all of these things, like I could list 20 things I went in there for. In retrospect, every single one of those was nutrition related. And now myself, I'm like, man, I was just foolish for not knowing that. Oh, I got IBS. It's from some food I'm eating. But now it's like, well, duh, if someone's allergic to peanuts, they ate peanuts, you're going to have an allergic reaction to it. So it's all common sense stuff now, but I think that's why healthcare is incredibly expensive. And so many people are still walking around so sick, because then those things layer up because they're not treating the root cause of the problem. And it just keeps going on and on and on. But one other thing I want to say real quick, and then we should probably get to some questions. People are going to tell me to stop talking so much. What you said about social media. So I wanted to get this on your radar, Dr. Barry. I did the 30-day update video. I've done a bunch of other carnivore videos, and it was just kind of a passion, and now it seems more like a responsibility. So many people have been reaching out to me, and it's like, I don't know any bigger calling in life than having even just a small effect on someone to be able to inspire them or convince them to start this. It's been amazing, and it's taken a toll too, because it's kind of a big responsibility. But the biggest thing for me was with my depression and anxiety, I was hopeless. It was the end. Like, I didn't know what else I was going to do. And I know there's so many more people out there like me that are hopeless right now, whether that's because of weight or because of depression, anxiety, or other issues. So one of the things I'm doing, I don't know if you've heard about this or not yet, but I wanted to tell you about it, was I'm putting together a carnivore diet documentary. I think what's happening on YouTube is amazing. And what you're doing on YouTube is amazing. You've obviously got the biggest reach on there, and you're reaching so many people. But my thing is, how many people are off of YouTube that we're missing out on? How many people are on Netflix or HBO or Hulu or one of these big sites? So for the last several months, I've been working on putting together this carnivore diet documentary. We're crowdfunding it. And the purpose is, I just wanted to share it with you. I'll be real quick. The purpose of it was not to go and tell people, hey, you should be doing carnivore diet. But no, look at all of these examples of people doing carnivore diet. We want to follow real people for 1 year, not just on weight loss, but people that are trying to reverse type 2 diabetes, people that have depression, anxiety like I did, IBS, women's health issues. Another big one is aging. And follow those people for the course of a year, and then share their results and show their results. And then the goal is to get it onto one of these big streaming services. So Dr. Anthony Chafee, I've done a couple of videos with him now, and he's enthusiastically on board, and Dr. Baker is. And I'm talking to Dr. Kiltz next week. And I don't want to put you on the spot, but I wanted to get it on your radar and see if you'd be interested in being involved in any way whatsoever with the carnivore diet documentary we're putting together.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm 100% in. I can tell you right now, whatever you need me to do, I'm available and open. I'll make time in my schedule to make this a reality, because I agree with you. I think there's a large chunk of the adult population who, if you're like, you need to watch this YouTube video, they're like, I don't know how to work that internet machine, you know, and I understand that. But at the same time, they need this information as well. And I think Netflix, Hulu, somewhere like that, where people are there, they know how to work a television remote, but they don't know how to work an iPad or the YouTube machine. Yeah, I'm 100% on board. You just let me know what you need, and I'll do the best I can.
That's amazing. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I'll follow up with you on that for sure. That's been the one thing that's been happening so much lately, is getting these stories. And I'm like, we have to share these stories. Just real quick, this guy right here, his name is Bill. He emailed me last week. He's 700 pounds. He's in Alaska. He's been stuck in his house for 4 years. He hasn't been able, he lives in the most beautiful place on the entire world, hasn't been able to go outdoors in 4 years. He just started carnivore a couple days ago. And so it's people like Bill that we're going to want to track on the carnivore diet documentary. And then one other guy real quick, I have to show this to you, Dr. Barry. I did a video with this gentleman. So you see the guy there on the right, the after picture?
Yep.
Would you mind just indulging me for a second? How old do you think he is? This guy's been doing carnivore for, I think, a little over a year now.
Yeah, he looks, what, 35-ish, something like that?
65 years old.
Wow.
65 years old. That's Alex. He has reversed aging through carnivore, and that's going to be one of the big parts of the documentary, is talking about aging, because everyone is scared to age. And I've had – I don't know if you have this on your channel, Dr. Barry, but I've had so many comments from people in their 60s, 70s, and 80s thriving on carnivore for years. Yep. It blows my mind, and it makes me so happy. And I want to share those stories with people like Alex. It's just crazy.
And what I like to do, Kerry, is I like to flip questions. Put that picture back up, that before and after. So instead of saying that carnivore is aging this man in reverse, my question would be, what does a normal, healthy, well-fed 65-year-old human look like? Is it the guy on the left? Or the guy on the right? Because most of us, we're used to seeing that guy on the left and be like, well, that's what a 65-year-old looks like. we don't have any experience with a 65-year-old properly fed human being who eats meat and who plays in the sun and who's active and who sleeps well. What does that 65-year-old healthy human actually look like? Currently, we don't know, because over 88% of the U.S. adult population is metabolically sick. Mm. We don't know what a healthy, vibrant, active 65-year-old human should look like. And I get every day on my YouTube channel, I'll get a comment like, oh, my God, I was watching one of your videos you made 4 years ago. And then when I look at you now versus 4 years ago, you look 5 or 10 years younger than you did 4 years ago. You're aging in reverse. And I'm like, I don't think I'm aging in reverse. What I think I'm doing is I'm slowly going back to the way a 54-year-old healthy human should look. This is what 54 should look like. And that's why I wrote the book with my friend Zane Griggs, Kicking Ass After 50, because I think that a well-fed, healthy human after the age of 50, that's, you're just getting your feet under you. You're just getting established. After 50 is when you really, you've got enough intelligence and enough wisdom that you can really start to kick ass, unless you've misfed yourself for so many years, so many decades, that you're fat and miserable and mentally foggy, depressed, anxious, OCD, you type 2 diabetes, or you just lost your pinky toe to diabetes because of all that, right? So I feel like 50, that's when you start to rock your life if you're eating a proper human diet. But if you're not eating a proper human diet, yeah, you're washed up at 50. You go get in the recliner and you basically stay there for anywhere from 5 to 25 years, and then you die. And that's not the way, I don't think that's how it's supposed to be. I think that at 50, you should be a dangerous human being. Somebody should not want to mess with you. Right. And I think that for many people that resonates with them, like, oh, I'm not saying go out and be actively dangerous. I'm saying it's apparent. You should not mess with this guy. This guy is in good shape. This guy's got his mental faculties. You shouldn't try to call him and say, hey, I'll put a new roof on your house for $495, and think, oh, he's 55. He's so old and demented, he'll never catch on to my scam. Yeah. Don't try that with a 55-year-old carnivore, because he'll probably invite you over just so he can have a few words with you face to face.
Right.
Okay. But people just out in regular society, and especially those people that you were talking about that don't know how to work the YouTube machine, they think that 55 is done. You're done. Get in the recliner, get on the couch, get on the sofa. You're done. I don't think that's the truth of it. I think that the average well-fed human being is rocking at 30, 40, 50, 60. Who knows? That guy's 65 and he looks 35.
Yeah.
Right? Look, he on the left, he looks 65. I'd be like, yep. But the guy on the right, he's 65 years old. That's the same guy. How do you explain this? If you're a doctor or a healthcare provider, a dietitian, how do you explain that? You might say it's Photoshop, but I bet you could go to this guy's house.
Yeah.
And just look at him and see if this is Photoshopped or not.
I did a video with him, and so it wasn't Photoshopped. And I was like, I want to see your passport and ID. This is not possible. But I love what you're saying. This is what a natural 65-year-old should look like.
Yes.
And exactly what you're saying too is he has almost an entire life ahead of him now at 65, yep. Whereas before he didn't. He's at the gym every day. He's exercising. I keep saying his name is Alex. He just started a YouTube channel too to inspire others, Carnivore for Life, but he's the nicest guy. But this other guy, real quick, and I'm sorry, we'll go to some questions. This guy, Bill, Dr. Barry, his big goal, we were crying on the phone together. I know carnivores don't cry, but we were crying on the phone together because he wants to be involved in the documentary as well. We'll see if that happens. There's no pressure on him or anything, but imagine at the end when he's walking out that door for the first time, I'm going to open that door for him. He said, I want you to be here. So it's, I keep getting things like this. You've talked to this gentleman before, Sean from Intentional Carnivore. I want to talk about him in the documentary. 243 pounds in 1 year. The man has a whole new life or two more lives ahead of him compared to what he had before. So, yeah, that's amazing.
And so I think it's so funny. People think that other people are arrogant and selfish, and they're just, you know, they're turned off. They're they don't interact with people. They don't help people. Everybody's out for themselves. But just your story and my other buddy who I was on his YouTube channel as well. You guys have got families. You guys got bills to pay. You guys have got, you know, responsibility. But yet when you adopted a proper human diet, and for both of you guys, it was the carnivore end of the spectrum. I think for some people, low carb, keto, ketovore, that's perfect for them. But for you guys, it had to be carnivore, as low carb as possible. Look at you guys now. Not only are you still paying the bills, you're still taking care of your dad responsibilities, your spouse responsibilities, your family responsibilities, but now you literally have developed this charitable heart where you're on YouTube making videos. And a lot of people who don't do this, they're like, oh, they're probably making bank. No, when you start a YouTube channel, you ain't making bank, okay? You're not making two nickels to take to the bank when you first start a YouTube channel. You guys are literally dedicating and donating your own time to try to reach other people and say, dude, this worked for me. This will work for you too. Let me teach you how to do it. And that's what I see in the real keto community and in the carnivore community, is that people are so willing to be gregarious and to be open and to be open-minded and to be charitable and say, you know, I feel a calling. I feel a responsibility, like yes. You said, Kerry. Yes. I feel like there's a weight on my heart that I need to help other people, because I certainly did not know this. Nobody had ever helped me. My doctor never told me about carnivore. My dietitian never told me about carnivore. Nobody ever told me about this. But now that I know, now that I have heard the bell ring, now that I've seen the results, how can I, as a moral, ethical human being, how can I just turn my back on all these billions of people who I know watch YouTube videos? How can I just turn my back on them and keep this for myself selfishly? Can't do that. I can't do that. I can't shut up about this. And you know, people might call you an apostle or a whatever, but dude, I feel that calling every day when I get up. It's like, okay, how what group of people am I going to help today? Because when you know the truth, I feel like you, if you're a good human and you're eating a good diet, not only for your physical body, but also for your brain. People forget that your brain is attached to your body. It's part of your body, right? And so once you reap the mental health benefits, all of a sudden this charitable, ethical, moral person in you comes out and you're like, I can't hide this under a bushel. I've got to spread this word. I got to help other people because they're in the same boat I used to be in. They just don't know better yet, but I can help them understand. And it's not like I'm pushing some weird chemical thing that's made in a factory. I'm just saying, eat this real food and stop eating this fake food. That's literally the message in its entirety. And then when they go back and look at some of your videos from years ago, because their first thing is, oh, Kerry's full of crap. There's no way. He must be selling a line of supplements or selling some program or something. But then when they go back 6, 7, 8 years and look at a video, they're like, what the hell? Yeah. And that's it. There is no better selling point than, hey, listen to me. I used to be here. Now I'm here. Just do what I say. It's simple.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. There's something to that too with carnivores. I don't know what it is, but every carnivore person I've met, they're charitable, they're nice, and they're just great mood. Just they're always so pleasant. And I'm like best friends with every carnivore person I've met. There's something to that. Yeah, there's a bunch of super chats. Should we jump into some of these questions, Dr.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. I'll say this real quick too, talking about charitable, but these super chats, thank you guys so much. Any super chat that I get, Dr. Berry, just so you know, every penny goes to the carnivore diet movie. I'm not taking a penny for the carnivore diet movie. I feel that's why we're in the position we are in now, is because of money and profits and things like that. So it's a volunteer passion project. So I really appreciate the super chats. Every penny is going towards the documentary. And Dr. Berry, real quick, we just bought our Netflix approved camera from donations that were crowdfunded and a bunch of my own money that I put into it. So
sweet.
We have the camera and we're getting closer and closer every day. So I really appreciate all this. So Addicted Paul, nice. Super sticker. Thank you so much. LMD is a new member, and Alia Wells, Dr. Berry is the reason I'm doing carnivore, down 30 pounds and feel better than I have in years. Let's all support Kerry's doc and do some super chats. Oh, thank you, Alia. Alia is another wonderful carnivore. She actually took time out of her day to call my daughter Lily because she has endometriosis issues as well and spent a bunch of time with her. So I really appreciate that. Question from Joe M. Wife has invasive lobular estrogen progesterone receptor positive breast cancer. I'm pretty proud of myself for reading that. Dr. Barry, you want to take this one? I don't know if I can read the rest of this one.
Yeah. So she's basically got double positive or triple positive breast cancer and had a lumpectomy, 5 days of radiation, and now they're going to put her on hormone blockers, which the current medical research shows is should be beneficial for preventing a recurrence of her cancer. And the question is, will keto affect these hormone blockers, and are hormone blockers bad? The answer to the last part of that, or are hormone blockers bad? The research is very muddled on this. It currently looks like that they probably are overall beneficial in most cases, but this has not been studied in the context of eating a proper human diet. Okay, so let me just say that. So now, with that being said, will keto affect the hormone blockers? Not in any negative way. Breast cancer is a solid tumor cancer. Okay, it's not like a blood cancer or a bone marrow cancer. This is a solid tumor. And all research shows unequivocally that solid tumor cancers love sugar, whether it's breast cancer, colon cancer, prostate cancer, brain cancer, thyroid cancers, solid tumor cancers, wherever they're at in your body, they not only love sugar, but they have to have lots of sugar in order to thrive and metastasize. That is a requirement. They also need glutamine, but the sugar is the main thing. I've actually talked to a couple of cancer researchers, and they're like, yeah, some cancers can limp by on glutamine. They can limp by on this amino acid or that amino acid, but in order to thrive and metastasize, they have to have a steady supply of lots of sugar, lots of glucose. That is a requirement. And so she absolutely needs to adopt a real whole food, one ingredient ketogenic diet and stick to it. She can, if she wants to go ketovore, she can. That's going to give the same benefits. If she says, you know, I could just eat meat and eggs for the rest of my life, I wouldn't miss vegetables at all, she can go carnivore and reap all the same benefits. So keto, ketovore, carnivore. If any of you guys know somebody with a solid tumor cancer, which means basically a lump in the breast, or I've got skin cancer, or I've got brain cancer, thyroid, any organ cancer, they need to go keto, ketovore, carnivore right now. And when I say keto, I always have to qualify now. I'm not talking about the keto that you buy in the grocery store. I'm talking about real whole food keto. And what's the definition of that? Very quickly, if you've got a plate, half your plate's covered with fatty meat and eggs with the yolk, half your plate's covered with low-carb vegetables, and then you got a few low-carb nuts and a few low-carb berries for dessert. That's real keto, okay? That's real keto. I'm not talking, if it says keto on the package, that's bullshit what that is. That's not keto. But absolutely anybody with a cancer like this is going to benefit immensely from going real whole food keto or ketovore or carnivore immediately and staying there for the rest of their life.
Awesome. Thank you, Gigi Fox, Mr. Smelly Potato. Love the name. Big thank you. Thank you so much. Crusader General has a question. When will the false narrative pushed out by Big Pharma, FDA, and AMA collapse? Will it continue until the entire collective West collapses?
I don't think so. I think we're seeing more evidence now that the multiple false narratives pushed by Big Pharma and the FDA and the AMA and the ADA and the AHA. I think you're seeing almost a collective turning away from their foolishness. Now, let me be very clear. I'm not anti-modern medicine. If you fall off the second story roof of your house, or you get hit by a bus, or you develop some kind of severe infection, you need to go to the hospital. You need to go and let the doctors fix you. We are very, very good at fixing those acute things, okay? But if what we're talking about is reversing versus managing your type 2 diabetes, currently mainstream medicine has nothing to offer you that's ever going to reverse your type 2 diabetes. In fact, most of the FDA-approved medications for type 2 diabetes that you see advertised every 14 seconds on network television in the news channels, they got their FDA approval by lowering your A1C 0.1 or 0.2%. Over placebo or 0.1% better than another already FDA approved drug. That's literally the bar that they have to pass to get FDA approval. And these drugs cost hundreds of dollars, in some cases, thousands of dollars a month. And they literally will lower your A1C from 7.9 to 7.7. And that's what they call managing type 2 diabetes. So I think the events of the last 3 years have done more for the real food movement, not only eating real food, but raising real food on your farm. I think that the events of the last 3 years have done so much to just wake people up and go, you know what? Maybe everything they say on television is not the gospel. Maybe everything I read in Newsweek, Time, U.S. News and World Report, maybe I shouldn't take all that stuff to the bank. Maybe I should think about that stuff a little bit. Maybe everything that the AMA, the ADA, the AHA, the CDC, maybe everything they say, I shouldn't just consider it just words falling out of the mouth of the Creator. Maybe I should think about this a little bit. Maybe I should look into this a little bit. Maybe I should Google it, right? And I think that you see more of that behavior now from rational people, common sense people, people who are not, I'm not talking about, you know, the tinfoil hat wearing psycho conspiracy. I'm not talking about those people. Those people have always believed that the powers that be are out of control. I'm talking about salt of the earth people. People who go vote in every election, people who their neighbors know them by their first and last name, their neighbors know they can call on them for help. That I'm talking about real people that go to church every Sunday. Even those people now are going, what the hell's going on here? This is weird because I know for a fact, this, that, or other, that I've seen with my own human eyes. And they just had a news story on CNN or MSNBC or Fox News or whoever saying the exact opposite. But I saw with my own eyes, that's not true. What's going on here? And I think that you're going to see over the next few years, or I hope you're going to see, but I do predict we will see a great resurgence, a great renaissance in people looking for locally grown, locally raised meat, looking for proper human diet doctors who the first words out of their mouth when you go in there with a chronic medical disease, they're like, what have you been eating? That should be the first question out of a doctor's mouth, just like it's the first question out of a veterinarian's mouth. Right. When you take a sick dog to the vet, the very first question is, what are you feeding your dog? Because that's the most important question. And I think you're going to see more and more doctors, and there's already a bunch coming to the low-carb, keto, carnivore movement. I think you're going to see more and more as they see the results, as they see the carries of the world, go to the doctor for some reason and go, dude, let me show you my before and after picture. Let me show you my before and after labs. Doctors are just dudes and chicks. They're not part of big pharma. They're currently, most of them are co-opted currently and brainwashed and misled by big pharma and big food, but they're not sold out to that. They're just dudes and chicks like you and me watching this video right now. Once they see the truth, it may take more than once, may take two or three of you guys going and saying, look at my before and after, keto, carnivore, whatever. When they see that enough times, they're going to be like, what the heck? I need to look this up when I get home tonight. And as soon as they do that, then most of the doctors, if they're overweight or pre-diabetic, which most of them are, they're going to try it themselves. And when it works for them effortlessly, I don't have to be hungry all day, every day. I don't have to starve myself. I can eat until I'm full, and this is still going to happen. Huzzah! Why would I not do that? Then they do that. It works for them. They check their labs. They're like, holy crap, those are better than they've looked in years. Guess what their next step is? Then they start recommending it to all their patients. They're like, I know what your dietitian told you, but you need to ignore that. You need to eat keto or carnivore because that, I'm just telling you, that's the way. I predict over the next 1 to 5 years, you're going to see a great renaissance in medical recommendations with concerns to nutrition, with medical practice with concern to chronic disease. I think you're going to see more and more doctors come into this space, more and more healthcare providers, nurse practitioners, physician assistants, RNs, BSNs, LPNs, because once they try it and it works for them, and then they see it happen in multiple of their patients, they're convinced because they're wanting results. unlike big pharma and big food who just want profits, the average doctor and nurse, they just want results for their patients. They care. They want results. But up until they discovered a proper human diet, they didn't know how to get results that were sustainable. But once they tried for themselves and once they tried in a few patients, they're like, this is it. This is the way. Well, what I've been doing for the last 20 years is foolishness. This is the common sense way. And I think you're going to notice much, much more of that. And I'm going to encourage it in every single way that I can.
Awesome. Lily Albert, $5. I just started the carnivore diet. I have LHV. Can I strength train?
You can start out very, very slowly, very gently. Okay. You can't start out by doing P90X or some crazy workout regimen, but you absolutely can start out with a gentle workout, whatever that means for you currently. And for many people, when they get to this stage that Lily's at right now, like, hey, I'm feeling better. I actually want to start working out. For them, a workout is standing up and sitting down 5 times. That's literally, they're exhausted after that. And so, Lily, if that's where you're at, that's perfect. And then tomorrow, you're going to stand up and sit down 6 times. And then the next day, you're going to try to do it 7 times. For some people, getting up and going to the restroom and back, they're exhausted. So now let's try to do that an extra time a day. If you go 4 times a day, let's go 5. Let's go 2 times that you didn't even need to go to the bathroom, but you're just going to do that walk and come back. Walking to the mailbox, that's another great way. Just go to the mailbox an extra time each day. Start those 2 cans of Campbell's soup that now that you're a carnivore, you're never going to eat that shit because you know better. Let's start using those as hand weights. You can start doing little exercises with those right before you donate them to the food pantry or whatever in your neighborhood to let people less fortunate than you eat starvation food until they know enough to start eating actual real human food. There's all these ways you can do that. And yes, it's perfectly safe for you as long as you don't overdo it. And then also check with your doc and make sure that the level you're currently doing is an appropriate level for you.
Thank you, Carmela. $10. We've got a question from Ryan. 3 weeks in, no sugar, had to go to ER with fast heart hypokalemia, had supplements and taters over weekend, Monday blood. Okay. Will Element regulator, do I need more?
Yeah. Element should be fine. Very often people, when they go carnivore or real strict, real food keto, they'll have this tachycardia. And it's just because the human heart can pump much more efficiently burning ketones and fatty acids than it can burning glucose. And so when they slip into ketosis and their heart's all of a sudden like, huzzah, let's go. And they feel this. They're like, what the heck? Something's happening with my heart. That's the way the human heart's supposed to be, but you're just not used to it. But then when you had your taters and junk over the weekend, you caused a huge fluid shift. And then you got the hypokalemia. And so, yeah, you can use one packet of Element plus all the electrolytes that come in a proper human diet. That should be all you ever need for this, and this should not happen again.
Wow, this is unbelievable. Addicted Paul, $200 super chat. My goodness, thank you so much. There's so much good information here from you, too. Love it. Keep what you're doing, and let's get this documentary made. Thank you so much, Paul. That was extremely generous of you. $2 from Carmela. Dr. B, what is one of the most memorable recoveries that you have encountered by someone switching to a carnivore lifestyle?
God, there's so many. There's so many success stories that I've been personally involved with. Either I was their actual doctor IRL in real life. My teenage daughters taught me that. Or I've worked with them closely when they started this journey, either with keto or with carnivore, either one. There's so many stories like Carrie's. There's so many stories like Sean's. There's so many stories like Amanda. There's so many stories like Kelly that I've walked with them this entire journey, either as their physician or just as their friend. I don't even know. That's the beauty of this is, you know, when Weight Watchers wants to do a commercial, they've got to search and search and search for a before and after. But in the carnivore community, you don't have to go far. Right? You can watch 1 or 2 videos and you can have 10 before and afters that you can share because it's so effortless. It's so natural. It comes to people naturally. They're like, oh, wait, I get to eat until I'm full. And then, oh, okay, well, I can do that. Who can't do that? But, you know, for Weight Watchers to get a before and after, somebody's got to literally starve themselves for months to get that before and after. But you don't have to do that as a carnivore. You can eat fatty meat and eggs with the yolk until you're full. and go live your life and be happy. So it's easy to see these stories in the carnivore community. It's very easy to see them in the keto and the ketovore community because this stuff actually works. And it's also sustainable because you get to eat to your full.
Awesome. Wow, there's 1,261 people on here. Dr. Berry, I want to be respectful of your time. I can't believe we're already at an hour now. Do you have some more time?
Or yeah, let's do one or two more.
Okay. Westfield was a $10 super, couple of super stickers here. Thank you guys so much. Alia Wells, let's get the super chats. Okay. Let's see if we got some questions here. And I'll stay on and try to go through these as well. Dr. Berry, such a quick question. Here we go. Is a question one. I've been strict BBBE for a few months and doing great. I want to try having some berries. Would taking digestive enzymes like Digest Gold help? Thank you in advance.
No, if you want to have some berries. So a lot of people, they have this false paradigm in their head that either we have to be a fat burner or we have to be a sugar burner. There's no in between. It's very difficult for the body. So, Anna, if she's eating strict carnivore and she wants to have a few blueberries or blackberries, her body is immediately going to know what to do with that because those are real natural carbohydrates, right? Now, if she wants to have some Twinkies and some Ding Dongs, there might be some gastrointestinal trouble with that. And you might suffer from that and you might pay the price for that. But just having a few berries here and there or a few nuts here and there, humans have been doing that for millions of years. That's not going to cause any problems. You don't have to spend your hard-earned money, Anna, buying digestive enzymes for that. Now, for many carnivores, we don't need to be eating berries and nuts every day because if we do, we'll start to gain weight. Our blood sugar will start to go up. But for some carnivores, I think it's perfectly fine and healthy for them to have some occasional berries or occasional nuts or occasional this, that, or the other, as long as it's part of a proper human diet food, which means that it is ancestrally appropriate. We've been eating it for thousands and thousands of years. It's nutrient dense. It's uninflammatory. You know, like basic principles. What is the definition of food? My definition of food doesn't include anything that's made by Kellogg's or Kraft Heinz or Mondelez. My definition of food is stuff that either grows in the dirt or grazes on what grows in the dirt. That's real food. And so if what you're about to eat meets that criteria, you should be fine to have that at least sparingly from time to time as a treat.
All right, one last question here for Dr. Berry. What do you think about Dr. Sebi and his natural plants-only alkaline diet that maintains a pH of 7? This is allegedly the real optimal diet and condition people should be in for health.
Yeah, Jay, I have read extensively Dr. Sebi's work, and he doesn't have a lot of actual formal books, but he's got lots of videos, and he's written some pamphlets and stuff. He's actually not a doctor, but his followers kind of gave him that honorary title. I've read and watched hours of his videos and read his little books and booklets and stuff. There's no research that what Dr. Sebi's saying is true. I think he was a very honest, ethical, moral, well-intentioned person. He's passed on now, but he's wrong. Okay. And the way I know that he's wrong is because when we look at archaeological evidence and anthropological and paleoanthropological evidence, we see that for the last 3.5 million years, our ancestors have been super carnivores. 70% of the food they ate on a daily basis came from animal-based sources. Whether that was the meat of a huge megafauna that's very, very fatty, whether that's from eggs, whether that's from eating crickets, we ate animals. That's what we ate every time we had a choice. Dr. Sebi's all about your pH and you want to be alkaline. So we already talked about the anthropological evidence, the past. Let's talk about medical evidence. So Jay, you cannot eat or drink enough vegetables to change the pH of your blood. That is literally impossible. Okay. That you cannot do it. You could drink 15 pounds of celery juice or broccoli juice, you're not going to change the pH of your blood 1/10 of a pH point. Okay. So coming from an emergency department physician who worked in the ER for years, who checked arterial blood gases constantly, you can't alter the pH of your blood with your diet at all. So none of that stuff's true. And I'm sorry, a lot of people are taken in because Sebi seems to be so real and so genuine. And I think he was, but he was just wrong. Hope that helped.
All right. Dr. Berry, thank you so much for being so generous with your time. This one isn't a question, just saying God bless Dr. Berry. Awesome results. I really appreciate everything you're doing, Dr. Berry, and I can't thank you enough.
It's a pleasure to get to talk to you, and you may think I don't mean that, but I absolutely do mean that. I'm 100% in for the documentary. Whatever you need me to do, just email me, let me know. Everybody, if you've got $2, a super chat to carry, why not? Let's get this documentary made. Give what you can give. If you can't give, another great way that you can help Carrie's channel and other channels is when you're getting ready to go to work, just put on one of his playlists and let it play to keep your dog or your cat or your hamster company while you're at work. Every little bit helps when it comes to the YouTube algorithm. Any of that kind of stuff helps. Help as much as you can. And then, as always, I say every time, but I'll never stop saying this, once you have fixed your own health, I feel like you're duty bound to help your family and your friends. You've got to teach them. You don't have to be a doctor or a dietitian to teach this stuff. All you got to do is just do it for yourself, fix yourself. People are naturally going to ask you. And that's when you start to have that charitable heart of a carnivore and say, yeah, man, it's easy. Let me tell you how to do it. So please don't ever stop sharing your story, both in real life, but also on social media as well, because I promise you there are people who are hungry for a proper human diet. They just don't know what it is. They followed the wrong guru. They followed the wrong organization or association. They're confused. They don't know. They just want to see a person that they know, either in social media or in real life, who's done it. And then say, here, step one, step two, step three. And then they want to go do it and they want to get results. And everybody in the carnivore community, we know what to tell them. Don't be shy. Just tell them.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And for everyone here that's my subscribers, if you don't know about Dr. Berry, I don't know who doesn't know about you, but go subscribe. Dr. Berry, I tell everyone to go watch your videos. I don't tell anyone, go start carnivore. I say, do your research so you're comfortable starting it. And Dr. Berry literally has every video about every topic you could be concerned about related to carnivore and the proper human diet. So I really appreciate everything you're doing. I'm on a mission with this carnivore diet documentary. It's my purpose in life now, so I'm not going to stop. The goal is to reach millions, and I really think we're going to, and I really appreciate that you want to assist with that in any way, so I'll definitely follow up with you. Thank you so much for your time. I'm going to stay on and answer some of these questions. If I can't answer them, I'm sending them over to Dr. Berry. He does a weekly Q&A. Go over there if we can't answer them today, but thank you so much, yep. Dr. Berry.
Thank you very much. See you next time.
Absolutely. Oh, wow. Awesome. Isn't he the best? Isn't he just the best? Man. It's too bad we had some audio issues there in the beginning, but wow, we still got a lot of people on here. So I'm going to try to read through all of these. I can't answer these like Dr. Berry can, so I'm so sorry we ran out of time. I wanted to be respectful of Dr. Berry's time. We already went over 1:07. I think he had another call coming up that he's probably going to be late for. So thank you so much to Dr. Berry and everyone. If I can't answer these questions, like I said, Dr. Berry does a live Q&A every week. I watch every one of them. I don't even have any carnivore questions anymore, but that man, every single time, I was saying this to Jen before, I used to know this electrician, and he was like in his 70s, and he could wire a light switch without looking like this in like 2 seconds. It was just like magic. That's what I think of when Dr. Berry is answering questions. I've never seen the man stumble or falter on any of those questions. Every one of them, he hits him out of the park. It's so interesting to watch those videos and learn more. So if I can't answer your question here, I'm sorry for that. Please go back to Dr. Berry's channel. But also, people in the comments, we got 1,200 people here. Please try to answer, because oftentimes if I can't answer it, other people can. Of course, I'm not a doctor. I've been doing this for 128 days, 40 online. I'm feeling amazing. So if I can answer it, I'll do my best. Let's see what we missed here. A bunch of super chats. Thank you for being an inspiration. I lost 100 pounds in 7 months and in by far the best shape of my life now. That is amazing. Against the grain, congratulations, 100 pounds. You're a new person. And you have a new life now. It's sure is something. Oh, I wish I would have got to this one with Dr. Berry. Dan Fairbanks, I'm so sorry we missed this one. Diagnosed with shingles yesterday. Is there anything I can do for that other than take the pills and shots they gave me? Any nutrition things might help? I really don't know the answer. If you guys could leave a comment down below, I would say doing really strict carnivore or lion is going to get down your inflammation, and perhaps that would help, but that's an uneducated non-doctor opinion. But that's my first thought on there. We got that one. Sylvia, $4.99. Thank you so much. Sending gratitude from Scotland. Thank you so much. Martin, 31 male, half a year on very strict carnivore, occasional spices and coffee. I have low folic acid and high hypocysteine. Should I worry about eating more egg yolks? And how the heck is vitamin D only 60 nmol? Martin, I wish I could answer this question. That's definitely a Dr. Barry one, but please, someone leave some responses in the comments just in case. Mr. Alex Miner, sir. Alex Miner, follow him on YouTube too. I am, we're having a live stream later today. We have the movie Sound of Freedom tonight. What an exceptional day today as I got to talk to the great Dr. Ken Barry. We have the Sound of Freedom playing in the theater for the first time. I'm pretty sure it's going to sell out, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to walk in front of the audience before the movie starts and make a big announcement and put it on my Thursday YouTube channel. I just wanted to say I showed these pictures before. This is my good friend Sean from Intentional Carnivore, and Bill, everyone's asking about Bill from Alaska, 700 pounds. He is starting his own YouTube channel. He started eating carnivore. He sent me some pictures yesterday. Coming soon. I'm going to help promote the heck out of him and his YouTube channel. And this is my friend Alex from Carnivore for Life. So check out his channel as well. Let's see what else we got here. So Alex said, been having a tough time getting enough fat. Just bought some beef fat trimmings for my butcher to mix them with scrambled eggs to render for cooking. Good idea. I can answer this one. Yes, Alex, that's a good idea. And getting enough fat is one of the hardest things to do. I do this all the time. I will cut the beef trimmings off, put them in the air fryer or a cast iron skillet. My mouth waters thinking about it. You put a little salt on it, you get it nice and crispy. You will start loving it and craving it. It's delicious. Another thing is you can melt butter. If you're doing butter, you can melt some butter, dip your eggs in there, or dip your steak in there to get more fat. Fat is the best indicator on carnivore. If you're in the bathroom too much with the number twos, you had too much fat. If you're not in the bathroom enough, and this doesn't mean you're constipated, but if it's 5 days in between or something, you probably need to be getting a little bit more fat. I think that's one of the hardest things most people struggle on. Carnivore is so easy. But getting enough fat can be hard. I actually fell into that issue on lion diet. I wasn't getting enough fat. I switched away from ribeyes for a while. But getting enough fat now, I eat a lot more ribeyes and beef trimmings. Bishops, deep learning, $10. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. I can't believe how many super chats and stickers and everything. Every penny, Carnivore Diet Doc. I'll shut up and get back into this. But it means so much. We need lighting equipment. Alex Miner, who I just mentioned, he's done video work. I'm talking to this guy. His name is Rock from the UK. I have a weekly meeting with him now. He's produced full feature films and documentaries. And I'm so excited about getting this documentary started and helping people. So this is getting us so much closer. Thank you so much. It really means a lot. None of this money goes to me. It's going to go help people like this. This is why I get emotional about it. We are going to reach more Bills through this documentary. So many more Bills. And imagine that scenario, Bill walking out of his front door after 4 years, being a prisoner in his own house. I want to put my three-year-old on carnivore, but I have 50-50 custody with my ex who feeds her carbs and sugar. Oh, that's such a tough one. Is it problematic to go 1 week on carbs and then 1 week off repeatedly? Anyone else can answer this. Leave a comment below. I would say it's not ideal. Maybe if you start doing it, Your ex maybe will start slipping into it, but I would say it's way better to be on the proper human diet every other week than it would be to just be eating garbage every single week. They might not even be able to get back into ketosis if you keep doing it enough times, or maybe they'll get into ketosis quicker. And when they come back and they start eating, I would really watch your child too and just see how they're behaving and if everything's going well with it. But if it were my three-year-old, let me put it that way. If it were my three-year-old, I would do what you're doing. I wouldn't just say, well, they can't do it every other week, so just don't do it at all. Diaz, $19.99 Super Chat. Thank you so much. Marnie Mac, $10. Dr. Barry is the reason my health turned around and I'm better at 60. Amazing. Yours, mine, and how many others? Sorry I was stuttering and stammering during that video. We had audio issues, but I can't even fathom how many people Dr. Barry has saved. When you count that, it's not just saving me, but all of my family and then all of the people that I tell about it. It all spreads out. It's like all these little ripples in the ocean, and all of a sudden there's just waves everywhere. Susan K., $10. Thank you so much. Cesar Chavez, Carrie, I love your content, brother, making a difference in my life. Can't wait to drive up and watch Carnivore Documentary Theater. Yes. And come up to the theater anytime, Caesar, and say you're a carnivore, and I will take you aside. I'll give you a free history tour. I've got some carnivores coming this week, and I can't wait. I just love chatting with and talking to and becoming friends with carnivores. Lulu Bug, $5. Thank you. Shark Gregory, $10. Thank you. $50. Bishop's Deep Learning. Ah, you guys are so generous. Thank you so much. Man, we're all of our lights right now. I'm just trying to run these numbers. We're going to have our lighting equipment. The reason for the equipment, people are like, well, why does it have to be so expensive? If we want to get it on one of these big ones, not even just Netflix, HBO, Hulu, it has to be of top-notch quality. If you've ever seen behind the scenes of any film production, they often have three huge lights, and the lighting is the one of the biggest parts of it and a big expense to do it properly. $4 super sticker. Kathy, $50. Thank you so much. Thank you, Dr. Barry. Cheers. $2 from Paul. Thank you. $2 from D. Lee. Karen Miller, $10. The Carnivore Boss, $30 super sticker. Thank you. Jerry Thomas, $20 super sticker. This is overwhelming. Thank you guys so much. $5. Thank you so much for all the great information. So excited to start Carnivore Ketovore. Karina, $20. Kudos to all you're doing. Thank you. And you have a lovely name. Sorry I messed it up. Solar Flare, $50. Carrie, I love your enthusiasm. I love your excitement. You are the best. I love that you're saying that, my friend. And it wasn't that way before Carnivore. Ask anyone that knows me before Carnivore. It was exactly the opposite. I attribute it all to the proper human diet, being in the natural human state and fueling my body that's giving me energy that like no other. You're the best. Here's a contribution towards your documentary, $50. Solar Flare, thank you so much. I've been watching every single video you've done the last month. Love all you do. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all of the super chats. Hopefully I didn't miss any there. And now let's see what else we have. There's so many comments here. This is crazy. I need help going through some of these. If you guys have a big question that wasn't in the super chats, please maybe post it again. I'm going to try to get through all of these quick. Let's see here. My friend Carnivore Today, check out his channel too. He's got a really cool YouTube channel on Carnivore, and his name is Adam, and he's been helping me with the Carnivore Diet documentary. Another just gracious and charitable carnivore, volunteering a lot of his time to help me organizing and planning the Carnivore Diet documentary. I'm thinking about taking on some more volunteers and having like a carnivore committee, because just imagine how powerful a committee of carnivores would be, put them at a task like making this documentary. So more to come soon on that. This whole Carnivore Diet documentary, it's our documentary, and I want it to be as best as possible, and it's going to be the community contributing as well, and they already have been. How much a day should I eat on carnivore? Mr. Smelly Potato, the greatest username ever. No more smelly potatoes on carnivore, though. Throw those out. How much should you eat? As much as you need to feel comfortably full. I personally eat about a pound and a half of steak once a day at noon. I eat nothing else. However, if you would have asked me what I ate when I started carnivore, it was actually a lot less because I had a lot more belly fat to use, and my body is burning that fat for energy, and so I didn't need to eat as much. So everybody's different. If you're looking for that answer, go watch some of Dr. Barry's videos and do some more research, please, because the answer isn't just copy what Carrie did or copy what this person did. It's going to fluctuate. But the beautiful thing with carnivore is I don't count calories. I don't count carbs. I eat till I'm comfortably full. That's it. It's so simple. I drink some water, and I'm good to go, and I have endless energy. I eat one time a day. I ate today at noon, from noon to one, and that's it. I will have this energy throughout the whole night. I'm doing this live stream with the great Dr. Barry. I'm opening the Montello Theater above me for a huge movie. We're probably going to sell out tonight. I'm going to get on the stage and talk to everybody. And then I'm doing a live stream at 7:15 with my new friend Alex, another carnivore. And I'll be doing 16, 20 hours a day, no problem. I did 18 hours of work yesterday, no problem. As a carnivore, I get three times as much work done, believe it or not, on one meal, one steak, pound and a half of meat. All right, some more questions. Oh, thank you, Paul. How is your wife, Jen, doing with the carnivore flu? I'm on day 4 of Lion after 10 days of keto, hoping to avoid the flu, and yesterday and today have been poopy, to say the least. Thank you, Addicted Paul, for your just crazy generous super chat donations. I really appreciate it. Jen is struggling, to be honest. However, she's also frustrating me, to be honest. And I've got to, she's so bullheaded. I think she's on here now too, so maybe she'll comment. She's so bullheaded. We had so many great comments from folks. I think a big part of the reason she is suffering is because she's not getting the proper amount of electrolytes. She lost a ton of water weight in her legs. You flush out that water, you flush out the electrolytes. And when I did keto, carnivore, when I first started, I was chugging gallons of water with electrolytes in it that first week because I didn't want to get keto flu. I didn't have it. Emma didn't have it. Lily didn't have it. Jen, I'm like begging her. I'm like, you got to have more electrolytes. And I made her this huge thing of it. And then at the end of the day, I checked and there's like this much missing. I'm like, what are you doing? So I'm sorry. I'm ranting now, but I'm just telling you the honest truth. This morning, she started having more electrolytes after I begged her to. And then Emma sweetly made her some scrambled eggs and she put a bunch of salt on it. And Jen put some salt under her tongue and she started looking like she's getting some more energy. So I'm hoping she's going to eat the electrolytes and feel a lot better today, but it has been a struggle. And what can we learn from the struggle? I'm not shaming Jen. I am a little bit because she's still not listening to me on the electrolytes. It's driving me insane. It's like, I've had this issue before. I've done keto on and off. I've had this fatigue and nausea and issue before. And it's amazing sometimes when your body gets the electrolytes, it happens so quickly. You start feeling better very quickly. So it's like, what do I got to do? Just have some electrolytes. It's not that hard. Jen, if you're watching, I'm sorry I'm ranting, but you're suffering unnecessarily and you don't have to. Someone said, best advice for transitioning kids 10 to 13 to carnivore. They already see my daughter 16 years and living this way. That's a very tough question. My family, it took 125 days before before my one daughter, Katie, decided to try carnivore. I would start out slow, especially with children. And 10 to 13, there's some smart kids. Start to educate them too so they know the reasons why they're doing these things. But I would start maybe slow, especially if they're doing the standard American diet. Start with keto first, low carb keto, and ease them into it. And don't just say, hey, just do as I do, eat this food, but teach them the reasons why. If it's one of the things like Dr. Barry was saying before, and I've been realizing more, common sense. Look around. I want everyone here. There's 1,055 people on here right now. When you go out into public, look around with your own two eyes and really look around and really think, should this be normal? I was at Costco the other day and I counted them with Katie. I wasn't shaming them. It wasn't just like counting people that were overweight, but I'm like, people that looked unhealthy or they look like a zombie. They look lifeless. They look tired. They look fatigued. They got brain fog. They're arched over. They got aches and pains and they're sore. And when they step down, it hurts and they're overweight. None of those things are what the natural human body should look like. Just like Dr. Chafee said before, if you saw an animal in the wild that looks like a human does nowadays, with a big belly hanging out. If you saw a deer with a big belly hanging out, and its hair falling out, and it was arthritic, and it was snoring, and it could barely step down and walk, you'd say, my goodness, that animal is sick. That animal is dying. And yet you go to the grocery store, and 99% of the people you see have every one of those symptoms. And we start saying in our head, that's normal. It's not normal. Sorry, I'm going on a rant here, but Dr. Barry's point about common sense really struck a chord with me there. Question, 30 days in, no cheats until I had one piece of bread and a pina colada. I'm dragging swollen brain fog for 3 days. Is that even possible? That from a small cheat? Yes, yes, it's all possible. It happens over and over again, Janice. And I'm not shaming you. Congratulations on 30 days. And don't look at this like a failure. My daughter Emma quit after a while and did the same thing you did for a couple of days, and now she's back. And it wasn't a failure. You've learned from this now. You know what's going to happen now. That stuff, the pina colada, the bread, the sugar, that's all inflammation. And your body's so happy without it. And it's like I always say to people, when you do carnivore, this isn't like Weight Watchers. That's a big message I want to get to people. Weight Watchers, you count your calories for a week and then you're like, oh, I did so good this week. I lost a bunch of weight. I can have a little birthday cake. Well, maybe on Weight Watchers and then you can rebound the next day. I don't know. There's arguments against that too. But on carnivore, you can't do that. Because now you're kicking yourself out of ketosis. Now it could take you a week to get back into ketosis. Now you might have to suffer through, like Jen is, through the keto flu and the electrolytes and flushing through all the water and headaches and nausea and fatigue and all of that. Ask yourself this, Janice. Was it worth it? I think I already know the answer. It wasn't worth it, so. Nia John, so excited to have my two favorite YouTubers. Hello from Appleton, Wisconsin. Day 128 on carnivore. No way. Look at it. There's my little piece of paper with my notes on it. Day 128 on carnivore. We share the same anniversary. Congratulations. You started the same day as me. What a coincidence. Brett says, Dr. Barry saved my life, still working at it, but my type 2 is almost gone. All right, I'm going to go through these. So many great comments. Thank you. I'm so sorry if I missed them. But if you had a question, I'm going to try to hit them all now. Super. Paul Clark, how does the carnivore diet resolve depression issues? I'm not a doctor. I had the worst depression my entire life. My very good friend, Sean, from Intentional Carnivore, this guy lost 243 pounds. That's amazing, right? No, what's amazing is he got off of his couch in some of the worst, darkest, deepest depression that people can't imagine. You can't imagine how dark of a place that is. He did that and lost 243 pounds. I think what it is, it's a couple things, but the main thing is, I think the lack of cholesterol. My entire life, I was scared of meat. I have a heart murmur and a heart issue, and I was told meat is going to clog my arteries. I was told cholesterol is going to kill me. I'm going to have a heart attack, and I'm going to die, and I should avoid meat, and it's demonized. And if you look at the proper human diet, the way humans have been eating since the start of time, like the great Dr. Barry just said, it was meat. It was meat the whole time. And so cholesterol has been so demonized my whole life. I hardly had any of it. And when you don't have cholesterol, your hormones get completely out of balance. And then you start getting anxiety and you start getting depression, and it affects your sleep. Your hormones affect so many things. And so when you start getting that cholesterol back in your body and you start reducing that inflammation, which can cause brain fog and slow your brain down on another level, that depression starts going away. It happened for my friend Sean, and I am a testament to it. This is not hype whatsoever. I have zero depression. I have zero anxiety. This call with Dr. Barry, I wasn't nervous. I was just understanding the gravity and the importance of the situation, but I did not have anxiety. And before this, if I were to do this a year ago, I've said it before, I would have crashed my car into a tree intentionally on the way over here so I could call Dr. Barry. I'm sorry, I'm in a hospital, can't do this call anymore. I had horrible anxiety. I have none of it. If you guys have anxiety, you deserve to live without anxiety. Life is so much better without anxiety, without depression. You deserve to live a day with zero inflammation in your body. I already got this one from Alia Wells, but I want to shout her out again. She's a YouTuber. She's doing some great work. And like I said, God bless her and all these carnivores. You guys are all amazing with all these super chats. Alia called Lily. Alia was diagnosed with endometriosis. My 18-year-old daughter, Lily, who had open heart surgery and the blood clots and endometriosis, had no one to talk to. Alia took her time out of her day to talk to her, and she's our new best friend. She's welcome over at our house anytime, and we really appreciate her. But all that aside, she's got a really cool YouTube channel as well. She was on my channel last week. Go check out her channel. Subscribe to her channel. Thank her. Support her, because, man, these carnivores are such great people. Someone said, Gabriel, why can't I sleep on carnivore or fasted, and can I go cold turkey and not sleep for a few days? Also, how long will it take me for sleep? That's an unusual one. My sleep has been amazing. One thing I have heard people say is when you go on carnivore and you get rid of that brain fog, that inflammation, all of that stuff, some people get so much energy. This guy's crazy. This guy's hyping everything up. You got so much energy. You're so inspirational. My energy's through the roof. But when it's time to sleep, for one reason or another, I fall right asleep. But I've heard other people say that energy keeps them awake. So, Gabriel, I don't know if that's what's happening for you. Here's my advice. Google Joe Rogan, Matthew Walker, sleep expert. I listened to this guy a couple of years ago, and he gives you a lot of really good advice about how to get into a good sleep routine and how to improve your sleep. And some life-changing advice in there. Another thing I've been doing, let me grab this quick. This is my friend Chad suggested this. Chad is a documentary filmmaker with the BBC. He's one of the documentary filmmakers helping me. The other gentleman's name is Rock. We have a talented team of carnivores. But Chad was telling me, get these things. These are blue light glasses. And Chad says he wears these every night, maybe 2-3 hours before bed. They get rid of the blue light spectrum or whatever. I don't know the science behind it, but he says it's really helped him. It's supposed to, like, scientifically, I guess, it helps with your melatonin production. And you wear these a couple hours before bed. There's a lot of other things you can do for your sleep routine as well before bed that might help. Hopefully you're not doing caffeine anymore. That's a big one. Stop looking at the devices a couple hours before bed. But, man, carnivore sleep is worth the price of admission alone. I sleep like a baby every single night. It never used to be that way. I had insomnia. I had sleep apnea. I'm looking for the next question while you guys are like, shut up and get to the next question already. Hi, Dr. Barry. Got some echoes. No echoes. Man, so many good comments. Someone said, funniest doctor on the internet could be a stand-up comedian. Yeah, he sure is. He's always got those. He'll throw out some swears here and there, and he's always cracking me up. Dr. Barry's the best. I love it because it's honesty. That's what, if we're trying to pinpoint what makes Dr. Barry so great. Number one, he had to be incredibly brave to do what he's doing. To be a carnivore, all of you carnivores out there, you are all brave because you're going against everything you've ever been told. Dr. Barry is a carnivore, and he's also a doctor preaching the proper human diet where he's going against the grain. He's going against everybody. So I think that's why we like him. He's very brave, but he's also very honest. If you look at a lot of the people that are popular on the internet nowadays, they're honest. People just want honesty. They're sick of being lied to their whole lives and, oh, we don't know what the problem is. Oh, here, maybe try this pill and it'll work. Or there's so much dishonesty out there right now. And common sense, honesty, and telling the truth, Dr. Barry for sure. Question, if you don't have a thyroid, is it safe to do carnivore diet? My wife had her thyroid completely removed due to cancer. I do not know that question, and that's an important one, so I don't want to take a stab at that one. If anyone knows, please leave a comment down below. Otherwise, check out Dr. Barry's live stream. It's every week he's doing one. And Dr. Chafee, too. Dr. Chafee's been doing one every week. And so between the two, I'm sure you can get in there and get your question on there. Someone said, two of the biggest advocates in one place. Oh, that's awesome. I don't know if I'd consider myself the biggest I'm not the biggest influencer, but the biggest advocate. Yeah, people are telling me to shut up about carnivore around my house. So it was really funny when Dr. Barry was saying, you probably talk about carnivore a lot. Yeah, Dr. Barry, you should ask my family. They're like, enough already. My house, 24 hours a day. I got carnivore content on YouTube channels. I'm listening to podcasts. I'm absorbing all of it. It's a good addiction to have. So I'm just going through here. If you guys have a question, post it. I promise you I will not skip it. And if I miss it, I'll see it at the bottom. While I'm looking for more questions, this person said, my favorite part of doing carnivores is simplicity. Absolutely. Credo di Cristo. I'm a month and a half into carnivore. How long will it take for psoriasis to clear up? Anyone in here have psoriasis and no? I don't know the answer to that, but my daughter Lily had a horrible skin condition, HS, and it took her around day 8, half of her HS started clearing up. Now, everyone's different, and HS isn't psoriasis. It's all different. So I don't have the answer to your question, but by day 30, almost all of her, I was like 99% of her HS was cleared up. For other people, I've heard a lot of doctors say, give it 70 days. So you're what, 45 days in? They're like 70 days is kind of a good thing for skin type issues. But I bet you there's someone out of these thousands of people watching here that are in the comments that have a better answer to that question about psoriasis. Please post the answer down below. And maybe you have already because I'm still getting here. Someone said, Kerry, can you move your mic further away from your speaker? I think that was when we were having the audio issues. Question, Kerry Homestead Howe, what was the medication that was on that appeared to cause the clots? So for Lily, I'm ashamed to say it, but I'm sharing the truth with you. Get choked up with this. At 13 years old, she was on birth control, not because she was sexually active, because a trusted doctor said, we think she has endometriosis. She's having these horrible, agonizing periods every single month. Too much information, I don't care. It's just a health thing. This is the truth. These are the facts, and this is going to possibly help someone else. I did the research. You can look it up. There's a New York Times article that says girls are hitting puberty at age 8 and 9. It's spreading like wildfire, and we don't know why. Nobody knows why. But the doctor that prescribed him said, this is going to help. I know it sounds weird, but there's so many kids her age that are having these issues. It's happening more and more nowadays. And so it was birth control pills. And they told us there's a small, super small chance she could get blood clots from these birth control pills, but almost nobody does. Well, she took them. Whether or not they helped her, I don't know, because she still had the issues. Maybe it helped the issues a little bit each month. But she got blood clots. She nearly died. I kind of explained that with Dr. Barry, so I won't spend too much time on it. She's alive now, and she survived, and she's eating the proper human diet now. And wouldn't you know it, all of those horrible periods that kids are getting younger and younger, when you put the proper nutrition on it, they go away. And they go. This isn't just Lily. Alia Wells had similar issues that she's reversed through carnivore diet. And there's account after account on it. Dr. Kiltz, he's going to be on the channel soon. I just talked to his team, and he's going to be coming on the channel, and I'm going to be asking him all of these questions and talking about this some more, but he's done some amazing research on all of these things. So if you have more questions on that. Question from Heidi. If you food prep for 3 days at a time, is making ground beef, egg bake with sour cream and cream cheese in it bad? I don't know the answer to that. I steer clear from sour cream and cheese. That kind of dairy always backed me up. Not necessarily backed me up, but stalled me out, I should say. And this is, Heidi, this is the thing for a ton of people. I've had 100 comments on my channel at least saying I stalled on carnivore. And then I say to them, cheese? And then they say, yeah, I'm eating cheese. And then I say, stop eating cheese. And there's always 100 comments after that saying, yep, cheese always stalls me. Cheese always stalls me. So I don't know. I don't do the cheese. If it's fine for you, I would say that would probably be fine. Emma and I did the beef, butter, bacon, eggs, and we'd refrigerate that for a couple of days. Didn't have sour cream in it or cream cheese. But I suspect that would be okay. Sorry, I'm probably not answering your question there about the refrigeration part, but I think you'll be all right. Question, I think I answered this one already, but another one. Will having one cheat day away ruin my carnivore diet, mainly one day a week to drink some beer? Thanks. Yes, I think it will. I don't know. I shouldn't be so judgmental. It'll throw you out of ketosis. Everybody's different, so I can't answer that question. It could take you a week to get back into ketosis, and by the time you're ready to get back into ketosis, which means you're burning your fat for fuel and your heart's powered by your ketones and you're using fat as your fuel for your heart and for your brain and everything. Maybe that takes you a week, and then you have some beer, and then you feel like garbage, and then you got to start that cycle over again. Maybe it takes you a couple days, and you're able to get into keto for a little while. I would ask yourself, is it really worth it? Do you feel that great after having those beers? And just don't do it. That would be my advice. Just don't do it. I know it's easy for me to say, but question, I'm on day 17. I'm using keto chow drops, and I'm still battling being tired. What can I do to help get rid of that? That sounds like Jen. I wonder if you're getting enough of them. That would be one question. Some people take them and then they chug the water. If you have too much water with nothing else, that can actually flush some of the electrolytes through. Some of it could just, well, day 17, you should start starting to feel better. But my wife, Jen, is feeling the same, and I really think it's from the electrolytes. You could try another electrolyte too. To be honest, I don't know the difference. We started with Keto Chow, and now we're using the Element Energy Drinks. But oftentimes, it's like three things if you're struggling on carnivore. Not getting enough electrolytes, not getting enough fat. That could be a question, Justin. Are you eating enough fatty cuts of meat? Try to increase that. If you're not, if you think you're not, maybe you're just having some chicken and strip steaks or something, and see how that helps you out. I bet you that'll help you if it's one of those two things. Make sure you're drinking enough water too, but not too much that you're flushing out all of those electrolytes. Yes, someone else said the same. When I feel tired, I eat some more fat. That's a good one for sure. I don't know what this question is. Rick, you plan on a carnivorcery? Oh, I think that was for someone else. Carrie, you look much younger now. Thank you so much. I get that a lot. As Dr. Barry said, I don't look younger. I look the proper age for a 42-year-old. I like how he said that. I never thought about it that way. So my friend, I'm going to keep showing him because I love this guy. Check out his YouTube channel, Carnivore for Life, Alex, if you're just jumping on here. That's his after. That is a 65-year-old man in his natural human state. That's what a natural 65-year-old should look like. My friend Alex, I'm so happy for him because he has he's just starting life out at 65 years old. And before carnivore, he was at the end. He was struggling big time, struggling big time. I mean, he wasn't at the end. He had years and years to go. But what kind of life is that versus what he has now? Congrats on 40 years, Charger Mopar. Yes, Charger Mopar, the original carnivore. Question, how can I tell my doctor I'm not going to take statins without saying this doctor on YouTube said, because I'm pretty sure mentioning YouTube causes defensive eye roll for him. That's a very good question. I would do some more research, and if your doctor's open-minded, do some more research and bring some things with you that back up your stance on why you don't want to take statins. In my pile of pills over there, a bunch of those were statins, and I took them for a while very foolishly until I did my own research. After I did my own research, I was completely convinced, this is for myself, that those were a waste of time for me. Any benefits were negligible at best. Like, oh, I'm going to have a 0.001% chance of improving things. And then what about all the different side effects or interactions with all of those other drugs? How do those weigh into it? So for me, I decided not to. But I would take some facts and stats in there. And if your doctor isn't willing to listen, maybe you need to look for another doctor. I hate saying that too, because it's so hard to find someone that will listen. But make sure you are comfortable with that decision. And then it's your body. It's your decision what you're going to do. If it were me and I did all of my research and I was totally deciding, hey, these things are not for me, then I don't care what my doctor is going to say at that point. And if we have a fundamental disagreement on things, then maybe it's time to start looking for a different doctor. We are a great community. We are healing together one bite at a time. Yes, we are. I'll keep saying it. I'm going to keep looking down here, but carnivore community is the best community ever. I've been doing YouTube for 8 years and you guys are amazing. What you guys are doing for my friend, sorry, I got all these pictures here. What you guys are doing for my new friend who found me through my YouTube channel, who I want to show in the carnivore diet documentary, Bill, is just amazing. Put me in tears and put Bill in tears. All of the kind words. This guy could have 1,000 years worth of meat. Everyone's like, I'll send you meat. I'll send you this. He's going to be set. So coming soon. I just want to be careful not to put pressure on Bill and to overwhelm him because this is moving real quick now. So he's already eaten carnivore. He sent a picture of what he was eating, his bacon wrapped burgers. He used to be a cook. He used to be a musician and he's excited and pumped and he's going to have his YouTube video out there soon. And I'm going to do everything I can. He has my phone number. He can call me night or day. I'm here to help him. And the man has such a big heart. What is it with carnivores and just a sweet, sweet, nice man. And he's my new friend and we're friends for life and I'm here for him. And you guys were all there for him. And I can't wait till he starts doing some YouTube videos. Boy, is that going to be fun to watch and support him and share. Question, can you please talk about histamine? Keto has helped reduce pain and lose weight, but now hives has popped up and histamine in many foods on keto carnivore. Anyone else dealing with this? I have not had any issues with histamine myself. If anyone else has been dealing with that, please comment down below. How much meat should we eat per day? I already answered that one. Eat till you're comfortably full, please. Carrie, we love you, man, but let Dr. Barry talk some. Was I talking too much? I thought I let him talk a lot. Man, I got to work on this. I'm going to have to rewatch this. I thought I was trying to limit things as much as possible. I did want to get the documentary thing in there, and I just didn't want to say, I'm doing a carnivore diet documentary. I had to explain some of that, and I also wanted to thank him. So I hope I wasn't disrespectful of Dr. Barry and talking too much. Leave me a comment down below. Was I blabbering too much? I tend to do that, but I had to thank him for everything he's done for me, and I had to talk about the carnivore diet documentary, and I wanted to share some of these examples to just show how powerful it's going to be sharing these examples. So hopefully I didn't interrupt Dr. Barry and talk over him too much. Dr. Barry, thank you for the amazing way you deliver information. Absolutely, man. He is the best. If anyone here is not following Dr. Barry, what are you doing? Just leave this right now and go subscribe to his channel. Mama Bear, do you realize that not only you helped to save people's lives, you also brought together new friendships? I have a whole new set of friends, wonderful people. Yes, yes, yes. I'm making so many carnivore best friends, and I know we're going to be friends for life. How much meat should we eat per day? Please do some more research on that one. Eat until you're comfortably full. Question, been doing carnivore a little over a month now. How do I know if I'm getting enough salt? Feeling tired about 3 hours after a meal. Fatty meat, salt, beef, tallow, not sure the reason. Your body will start switching. It should be now. I salt to taste. I know that's like seems like, well, salt to taste, what does that mean? But my body actually tells me it's like more salt than there. Well, a little bit more until I feel good. And if you are feeling tired, you probably need more salt or maybe just some electrolytes, some of the element or keto chow in your water could possibly help. Dr. Barry, save my life. Doesn't get much safer than that. Awesome. Question, what chip-like foods can you eat on carnivore? Bacon. I was telling Jen that. I was like, you got to eat more bacon. It's salty. It's crunchy. It's kind of like a potato chip. Bacon. There's also carnivore snacks. There's a company that sent me some of those. I'm not an affiliate for them. It's SNAX. They make really clean carnivore snacks, and they're kind of crispy. It's like beef jerky, but there's nothing in it. It's just meat and salt. It's very expensive, though. It's great if you're going on a road trip. Question from Chris. Lost 8 pounds first 3 days of carnivore, then gained 6 pounds back. No cheating. Now the weight is barely moving 11 days in. Do I stay the course? Will it work? I'm obese and have about 50 pounds left to lose. I would stay the course. Yeah, if you're 3 days in, I would not weigh myself either. 3 days in, it's so hard because your water fluctuates so much. If you weigh some water and you go to the bathroom and you weigh yourself. Like your body can hold an incredible amount of water. Measure, measure, measure. Do your measurements. 3 days in, I would not be stopping or worrying about it. I wouldn't even be thinking about really changing anything. Initially, I was going to say, maybe try doing Lion for a little while. Cut some of those other things out, because everyone I've talked to, myself included, when you do Lion and you were stalling, it seems to just supercharge things and the weight starts coming off some more. But 3 days in, you're still really early, and I wouldn't worry about what the scale's saying yet. Your weight's going to fluctuate crazy. Day 23 for me, all because of amazing information offered by Dr. Perry, Dr. Chafee, and all the awesome and transparent testimonies of people gained health freedom. Awesome. All right, I'm going to get some more questions here. Arthur, always leaving a good question. Oh, I'm sorry. This one looks like it might be a Dr. Barry one. My health and weight is great, but my kidney, EGFR 56 levels aren't. Doing strict Lion diet now, will spices, seasoning, no sugar stop kidneys from improving, or must I quit those? Can someone else answer for Arthur here? Maybe someone else knows. I'm sorry, Arthur. I don't know the question. I wish I did, because you're always so kind in the comments and leaving great comments. I'm sure someone else down there might have an answer for you. I wish I could have got to that one when Dr. Barry was still on. I got to show Addicted Pauls one more time. My goodness, that's got to be the biggest. Is that the biggest super chat ever? $200. I'm just thinking, like, that's a huge amount of the travel expense I'm going to need to start interviewing these people. Again, I'm not trying to pat myself on the back. I hate asking for the money thing. None of it's going to me. I'm donating all of my time. And a whole bunch of my own money. I just bought a new computer, all with my own money, because I can't edit the Netflix-approved footage on my previous computer, which was an expensive computer. This is the top of the quality. It's the highest resolution footage that we can use. Sorry, I was actually recording myself here. So thank you so much for that. That was so generous of you. I really appreciate it. All these funds today, it means a lot. It means a lot, and not for me, but for my mission in life. And it means a lot because we're going to help more. We're going to reach more bills. We're going to reach so many more bills, and not just reach them, but give them the example they need and make sure they're not hopeless anymore. That's it. We're not telling them do carnivore. You got to do this. You got to do that. Here's the example. You want to do it, go for it. And then what's going to happen with Bill? Imagine how many people Bill is going to inspire with his YouTube channel. I can't wrap my brain around it. You can't wrap your brain around it. It's just like, it's like planting little seeds everywhere, and they start sprouting up, and then there's more seeds around those flowers, and then more seeds around those. And imagine that. It's just going to keep spreading. And then eventually we're going to get to a point, like Dr. Barry was saying, where this is just like, duh, why are we all poisoning ourselves with sugar and processed food and seed oils and garbage? And oh, maybe that's why everyone's walking around miserable. Question. I've heard of other health experts say that fiber helps control or reduce insulin resistance. Is there any truth to that? I personally don't think so. Dr. Barry probably could answer this, of course, way better than I could. But I think fiber is a joke. I get the question all the time about fiber, fiber this, fiber that. You're going to suffer on carnivore because you don't have fiber. And I am on day 128, had no fiber issues. I don't know the answer to your question, though. If anyone else does, please leave a comment down below. Of course, I'm not a doctor, but if you have any questions on Lion or carnivore or an individual doing it, in my experience, I'll be happy to answer those best I can. I also have another live stream tonight playing Sound of Freedom tonight. It's going to be crazy. I've had so many phone calls for that. I'm going to jump up on the stage before the movie. It'll be on the YouTube channel. I want to say a few words. I've been so touched lately. A bunch of people donated. We have 71 tickets. $355 worth of tickets donated for other people to watch the movie for free that may be struggling financially. And it's just, I want to shout out those people. And they wanted to remain anonymous, but I want to at least thank them and just say, what some amazing people we have out there. I've lost 43 pounds on carnivore. It's been 3 months, a few cheat days sprinkled in. Also, still drink zero sugar drinks. Anyone else on the same boat? Oh, cool. That's a question for other people. I don't drink zero sugar drinks. I used to drink those ice drinks, and I swear those things cause so much inflammation in my body. I was hooked on them too, which is crazy because there's no caffeine. There's no sugar. It's just some artificial stuff in there. Let's see. You got a couple super chats here maybe that I came in since last time. Oh, we got a couple super chats. Sarah asked, is cheese sour cream okay in carnivore? I think I answered that, but thank you. It stalls so many people out. Is it okay for a few people? Yes, but it stalls so many people out. So for me, no go. Oh, man, there's a bunch of super chats in here I missed. After solar flare, Adrian Russo, 17 weeks here, lost 60 pounds in 2 months. Congratulations. $3 from KD. Thank you so much. By the way, Crusader General, thank you for all. You're so generous. By the way, Carnivore, a.k.a. Type O Negative, was a heavy metal band in the 80s that threw raw beef liver off the stage. Just want to give them credit as early carnivore diet promoters. That's really cool. Never knew that. So I answered the cheese one. I would steer clear of the cheese. What's the ethical argument against veganism? Oh, here we go. I could spend an hour on this one. But first of all, if you're a vegan, God bless you. If you're getting away from the standard American diet and just eating natural foods that people are supposed to eat, great. I've had so many people that are doing vegan or vegetarianism. They leave the worst comments like, you're killing the planet, you're doing this, you're doing that. My argument against veganism is, you guys can look this up. I've said it a couple times on here, so I'll make it quick, but 67 million birds died last year per the EPA. Google it right now. You can see it. I'm not making this up. From pesticide poisoning. Growing plants kills whole ecosystems of animals. And I just mentioned 67 million birds that died from plants and pesticides on those plants. That doesn't count all of the deer and the fox and the rabbits and the squirrels that also died. And it doesn't count for all the downstream effects. And so there's a lot of damage being a veganism. I truly believe if you want to live on this earth as a human and you want to survive and be alive, you want to eat something, something else is going to die. I don't care how compassionate of a vegan or vegetarian you are, other animals are going to die. And I really believe that carnivore is the most compassionate diet. I have one cow. It's a grass-fed cow. It has a great life. It's right down the road for me. I drive past him every day. They're eating in a natural grass field. They're not putting fertilizers and chemicals and all this garbage in the field. The cow eats the grass, and then they move the cow to another field. It eats the grass. The grass grows back in, and then I eat the cow. And I get 400 meals from that one cow. If I was a vegan and I would go eat a salad at night, which I kind of used to do when I was on keto, I would have all sorts of vegetables in there. And how many animals had to die? How many ecosystems were damaged because of it? There's so much misinformation out there too about, oh, the cows are putting such a strain on the system and all of this. But you know what I do? I look with my own two eyes and what I see. I've tried growing vegetables at my own place, and we struggled for years just trying to grow vegetables. You have to supplement with all these chemicals and fertilizers and all this garbage. And meanwhile, I drive past these cows. They just have a great life. They're just natural. They're natural, and they're eating grass. Veganism to me is not natural. You got to put a bunch of chemicals and pesticides and fertilizers, and you got to turn the soil over, and the soil isn't arable anymore, and it's not even usable anymore. That's not natural. So that's my argument against veganism. But I would rather argue against the standard American diet. If people are trying to get away from eating sugar and processed garbage, more power to them. The problem that I've seen with vegans, the ones that I know, they're compassionate. So I love them for that. But they're thinking with their emotions, and they're not thinking with facts and what's actually happening. And they're actually hurting more animals than they think they're helping. My mother suffers with all kinds of pains, probably inflammation. One of her problems is gout. She claims red meat causes it. No, 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 it doesn't. I was diagnosed with gout for 18 months. A bunch of those pills back there were for it. They kept upping my dosage. It did nothing. It was inflammation. Inflammation is one of the biggest causes of gout. And when you eat only meat, you have no inflammation. And if you don't believe me, the great and wonderful Dr. Barry, I told you guys I've seen like every Dr. Barry video. He did one on gout. I think it was a couple of years ago. I literally watched it last night. It came up on my feed. I don't have gout anymore. I have no reason to watch it other than I thought it was just interesting. Watch that video. It'll explain it all to you. Addicted Paul, have you tried Redmond's electrolytes? Is there too much electrolytes? I'm currently consuming 2x 16-ounce bottles of water with 3x servings each. I haven't tried Redmond electrolytes. I do Redmond salt, which I guess that's kind of electrolytes because there's all sorts of good stuff in there. And I put that on my food, but I don't have any like drops or anything from Redmond's. I don't know if they do that or not. Is there too much? I think there could be too much. I think if you have too much, you might start getting hit in the bathroom a little bit too much, like with the sodium. But everybody's different, but I think you can have too much. I'm trying to remember, Addicted Paul, how long in you are. I'll just tell you what I did. The first week, I had a lot of electrolytes and a ton of water because I didn't want to get keto flu. Now every morning I make up a big thing of water. I put some electrolytes in it. Why? I don't even know. I'm just still doing it. I feel good doing it. I'm working out a lot more, and electrolytes can help after you work out. So for that reason, I do it. But that's it. And then I drink water throughout the day, and it doesn't have electrolytes in it. So I guess it depends on what part of your journey you're in. Thanks for all your content, Carrie. Can't wait for the doc. Thank you so much for your generous donation. Alex, 32 type 1 diabetic, perfect blood sugar, 100 units less insulin per day. Carnivore just over 2 weeks, one stone down in weight. Congratulations. That is some good progress, sir. You are turning your life around, and you are the captain of your own ship. It's just like, how can you not be enthusiastic reading all of these comments? Intentional Carnivore, I'm so glad I bumped into it on YouTube. You have led me to so many others, Carrie, here. Carnivore Kip, Alia Wells, Dr. Chafee, it's been an awesome journey. Yes, thank you, Karen. You're always amazing. You're always leaving such great comments. Another star of the carnivore community for sure. It's so encouraging. These comments, really, they keep people going. Like, what's the point otherwise? It's like Dr. Barry was saying, people think, oh, these YouTube guys are getting rich off of YouTube. No, it's a ton of work. I've been doing YouTube for 8 years. I think the first 6 years I was literally losing money. First couple, the second, like 4 years I was doing YouTube, I was probably making like a penny an hour. Question, does caffeine have an adverse effect with carnivores? I do zero caffeine. I know a lot of people do carnivore and they do coffee and they're okay with it. So I don't know that the answer to that question. But for me, I'm like, I'm the captain of my own ship. I'm in complete control. I don't need cheese. I don't need gravy. I don't need ketchup. I don't want to have any caffeine either. What do I need caffeine to survive? No. So I'm not going to have it. I know that's pretty extreme and some people enjoy it. And they just want to do it for enjoyment. But I'm sure some other people can probably answer that better than I did, though. I've heard of a lot of people that drink coffee and they're just fine on it. Can carnivore diet help with hormones even if you've had a hysterectomy? That would be a great question for Dr. Kiltz. I'm going to note this question and ask him because he's going to be on my channel. But maybe head on over to his channel. I bet you he's done videos on this for sure. I have a whole bunch of similar questions. I know it's weird because I'm a guy. I have four girls, though. And my daughter Lily has all sorts of issues with hormones and endometriosis, possible diagnosis and things like that. So, and I want Dr. Kiltz to be in the carnivore diet documentary to speak to just those things because it's so important. We want to have a whole section on women's health, by the way. That's my board for the carnivore diet documentary. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The sixth one over is women's health. And I have a big note under it, Dr. Kiltz, ? So I'm hoping we can make that happen. And I got a big note on there, Dr. Barry, ? And I got to take that question mark off now because Dr. Barry's going to be involved. That's just amazing. I'm so happy. It's just, it's a lot to take in at once. It's going to sink in, but I'm just so happy that he wants to be involved because he's incredibly busy, obviously, incredibly busy. But I'm very proud of what we're going to be putting together, and we're going to reach so many people, and we're going to reach so many more people with Dr. Barry behind it and his enthusiasm and his common sense approach and his truth and his honesty that people can resonate with him. And so thankful to Dr. Chafee too. Huge shout out to Dr. Chafee. If you guys are watching this and you're new, I know I always say that, but there's a lot of people on here that are just thinking about carnivore and they've never been on there. Of course, check out Dr. Barry. Also, check out Dr. Chafee. That man is amazing as well, and he's enthusiastically agreed to be part of the carnivore diet documentary. And Dr. Baker also. I'm almost 40, and carnivore is helping me age like fine wine. I'm better today than when I was 25. Yes, absolutely. All of the billions of dollars a year that's sold in healthcare products. Just got to do carnivore. That's all you need. You don't need any makeup. So proud of you, Carrie, and thanks for your videos. Day 55 on carnivore because of your videos. Thank you. It warms my heart every time I hear comments like that. It really, truly does. It's like, really? Oh, I guess so. I put that video out there. A bunch of people are watching it. It helped. Okay. Helped you. Maybe it helped you research some more, and then you decided to do it. It's Suda asks, I'm afraid of the diarrhea. How long does that last? Different for everybody. For Jen, unfortunately, it was about a week. Some people it can last 10 days or more. I had none, but I did keto on and off. So it depends on how you're starting. I would suggest, this is what I suggested to Jen. People are like, why didn't you tell her to do this? I'm like, I did. I said, Jen, don't just jump in from being a vegetarian, standard American diet vegetarian, into carnivore. Do keto for a while and then ease into it. But she jumped right in. I would suggest to you, my friend, do keto for a while. Low carb. Don't go strict carnivore yet. and then ease into it. But don't do that keto crappy food like Dr. Barry said. Amen to that. That's some of the best advice. That stuff was killing me. It's so sad too, because people on keto, they're struggling and they're like, oh, what can I eat? Then they're at Costco and they're looking at the thing like, oh, keto ice cream bar. Oh, keto chips. These are great. And you look at the ingredients, like, oh, it makes sense. It looks okay. And then you eat it and you feel inflamed and like garbage and the weight's not coming off and it just prolongs things. Alia, thank you so much. Alia used to be a fundraiser, and the other super chat or the other live stream I did with her was we raised more funds than ever. And it wasn't our intention. She didn't say, oh, we're going to do this. She didn't even tell me she was fundraising. Right in the call, right in the beginning of the call, she's like, I'm going to just start fundraising. I used to do this. Thank you so much, Alia. Honestly, seriously, genuinely, you're going to be a big part of getting this thing done. In my mind, this documentary is getting done no matter what, but without the proper budget, it's just going to take forever. It could take years. And now that the budget's coming in, that time frame is going down and we can start shooting way quicker. So it's exciting. Thank you so much, Alia. You're the best. We had this question a couple times. Carnivore help with hormones for someone with a hysterectomy? Yeah, I keep seeing that question. I think I answered it. Dr. Kiltz would be the good one. I'm sorry we didn't get to that one in time for Dr. Barry, but Dr. Kiltz is going to be on my channel. The man himself, intentional carnivore, 100%, and have a check for Dr. Barry now. Dr. Barry is the man. Sean, thank you. Everyone check out Intentional Carnivore if you're not familiar with what the heck I'm talking about right now. Sean, I showed you earlier, 243 pounds before and after, and he's lost more weight since then, overcome so much. Inspiration. Talk about throwing a boulder into the ocean and making some waves ripple out. This man is changing people's lives. Intentional Carnivore, huge part of the Carnivore Diet documentary. Lori said, $5 super chat. I'm also very encouraged by the stories of older people who are turning their health around. It's never too late. Yes, I'm not making that up, Lori. More comments than anything from elderly people, 60s, 70s, and 80s, thriving on carnivore diet, exercising, just doing circles around their peers. It doesn't have to be that bad. Is it difficult to get life insurance being a carnivore due to cholesterol levels? That is a question I never heard, and I thought I heard everyone. Don't know the answer to that one. I don't know. Anyone else have a comment down below on that one? I'm not sure. It's tricky because sometimes your cholesterol levels go up, but there's a lot of nuance to that. And when you really dig into it and look at all of the factors that affect your cholesterol, most people on carnivore are doing just fine. 75-year-old carnivore, 1 year down 45 pounds. Congratulations, Margo. I love to hear that. Ah, it's so great to hear that. I'm going to put DL's comment out here because it's funny. Carrie does this because he's an attention seeker. Absolutely. Hey, whatever I got to do, I love all of this attention. Whatever I got to do to spread the carnivore word. The funny thing is DL thinks that he or she can insult me or bother me, but I'm a carnivore, my friend. I am uninsultable. You can't hurt my feelings either. There's nothing you could say that could possibly hurt my feelings. Man, I'm so far behind on these comments, guys. I'm really sorry. Let me see. I'm gonna go supercharged now. And just everyone say, Carrie, shut up and just get through it already. Okay, we answered that one already. Man, you guys are great. There's so much on here. I don't know how Dr. Barry does this, so I'm sure he's probably got a couple people helping. Just filter through these. That's what we got to do. Filter through these. Put a queue in front. Yep. That's awesome. Sean, sorry, buddy. I'm so far behind. Well, I'm getting down there, guys. I'm sorry this is taking me forever. Shout outs to Intentional Carnivore, My Metamorphosis, PR Mike. Thank you so much. Oh, Dr. Kiltz. I mentioned him. Shout out. Let me see. I got to find the PR Mike one. I'm sure there's another one. P. Raw Imel Mike. I always screw up your name, buddy. I'm really sorry. Mike went out of his way to talk to Dr. Kiltz about the carnivore diet documentary. And I'm looking for more questions while I'm chattering again here. And Dr. Kiltz messaged me immediately. And thank you so much, Mike. You are the best. You're always leaving great comments and some great feedback and ideas for the documentary, all of which we're accounting for in the documentary. But Dr. Kiltz, it's official now. I've got a post about it on the site, but I have he's going to be on my channel. Dr. Kiltz is going to be on my channel. So thank you so much to Mike. Gina had a question. Carrie, when your daughter quit carnivore, she said her leg hurt. Had it ever been broken before? My foot was broken in 2019. Helped broke all over again when I quit. No, she had never broken her leg, never any issue like that. I think it was something to do with electrolytes and her water fluctuating. It only lasted like a day, and then she was feeling better. That was Emma we're talking about. Emma's been strict carnivore ever since. It's so great to have Emma back, too, by the way. Oh, it's so great. She's so much sweeter and nicer and just a natural human being on carnivore. She's helping her mom out on carnivore. She's helping me out. Well, she isn't really helping me out, but she's helping me out because she's helping everybody else out. She hasn't made me any steaks yet. I keep making her the steaks, but she's been making up beef, butter, bacon, egg bowls for mom and her sisters and herself. Still going, still going, still going. Question for females over 50. Did you get loose skin? I'm not a female over 50. I'm 42, and I can't answer that question, but anyone else that can, please. I have loose skin, though. I was going to say this to Dr. Barry. You know how some people have the outie belly button, right? And then some people have the innie belly button. Well, before carnivore, I had the outie belly. I think a lot of us did. And just as of like a week ago, I was laying down in bed, probably watching a Dr. Chafee or Dr. Barry video, and my whole belly has inverted. It's actually sinking in now, which sounds great. Oh, good for you, Carrie. That's great. But it's like loose skin. And I don't care. I have no shame. Those are my war wounds. Like, that's the least thing I'm worried about is loose skin. But I get it. Some people worry about that. Dr. Barry did a great video on loose skin as well. And intermittent fasting is one thing that can help with that over time. It's not going to happen overnight. You got to get surgery to get rid of the loose skin, or you can do it naturally if you do a lot of intermittent fasting. I'm doing the Lion diet now one time a day, 23 hours a day I don't eat. So that should help with my loose skin. But for me, it's not the reason I'm doing it, but a lot of people do intermittent fasting for that reason. If there's any women over 50, though, please leave a comment down below. Questions, questions, questions. Sorry, guys, I'm getting through these here. If you have any big questions, post them at the bottom, and I promise you, I'm not going to leave. If the movie starts above me, I'm going to grab my laptop, and we're going to go up there, and you guys can talk to the 150 people sitting there watching Sound of Freedom with me. Man, you guys are great. Dr. Berg is another great doctor that I don't mention enough. I feel bad for not mentioning some of these doctors. I always just talk about Dr. Barry and Dr. Chafee so much because those were the guys I found first. I've done quite a few videos with Dr. Chafee too, and that man is a genius. Next level human. Dr. Barry too. There's something about him. You observe with your own two eyes, observe. The carnivore is like the next level human. How long can it take to heal from 30 years IBS and 20 years hypothyroidism? I've been carnivore for 2 months and have not lost any weight yet. My IBS cleared up within the first 30 days. I'd say around day 25 or so, maybe even sooner. It's really hard for me to say because so many things were changing. Everybody's different, so I don't know the answer to that question. You're not losing any weight. It depends on how much weight you have to lose. Ask yourself this. Are you doing very, very strict carnivore? And maybe if you're stalling out, you've been doing this for 2 months and you are strict carnivore, how hard would it be for you to go from carnivore to lion for a couple of days? For me, it was easy because I'm like, every now and then I'll have bacon and eggs, but otherwise I pretty much just eat beef. So a lot of people that go on just lion, they see the weight go down, which is what you commented, and maybe that'll help with some of the other issues. Perhaps there's something in there that you're still eating that's causing some inflammatory response. It's hard to know the answer without learning a little bit more. Mr. Diaz, 1999 Super Chat. Thank you. Someone said, I love how Dr. Barry says he's involved with the change. He acknowledges that you still have to make the change happen. Yes. I also love this about Dr. Barry and Dr. Chafee. These men are so generous with their time. Fact, use your own two eyes. Like I keep saying, that's going to be my next YouTube video maybe is use your own two eyes. Dr. Barry has been on so many smaller YouTube channels where there's frankly, honestly, there's not much in it for him for Dr. Barry to go on a YouTube channel that just has a couple hundred subscribers. And he does it over and over again because he's on a mission. And anywhere he can spread the word, he will. He is so generous with his time. I'm so thankful that he was here. And Dr. Chafee's the same. All these guys are great. Where am I at now, guys? Oh, geez, I'm still at 3 o'clock. I'm really sorry. I got to get someone to help me with this. Let's see. Jen, that's my wife, Jen. I Create Crafts. Thank you. She was helping with some moderation, but I don't know if she was able to stay around here the whole time. Hopefully, honey, you're feeling well. Here's Mike, my friend Mike. Carrie, I think you're getting lighting equipment soon with your super chat. You are absolutely right, Mike. I'm getting Dr. Kiltz on the channel thanks to you, and we're getting lighting equipment soon, very soon. Absolutely. I can't even do the math on here. This was crazy. This was the most super chats ever. I was kind of expecting this to be busy because of Dr. Barry. I'm just thankful to have Dr. Barry on and that he's yes to the carnivore diet documentary. That's amazing. It's amazing what's happened. We have a team of carnivores. Dr. Chafee, Dr. Baker, Dr. Barry, possibly Dr. Kiltz. All these carnivores working together. Yourself included, Mike. Thank you so much for all of your help, all of your nice comments, and getting Dr. Kiltz on board for me and hooking that up. Amazing. He was on my list, and I was going to reach out to him, and you made it happen for me. And I can't wait to just talk to him, all of this stuff aside, just to talk to him about Lily for sure. Question, will the documentary be available in other countries I live in Germany? Absolutely. I hope so. It's hard for me to say this far in advance, but my goal is to reach millions of people. That's my only goal with this, is to reach as many people as possible. Now, if we put it on like Netflix and they're like, oh, you can only do this country or that country, but then we can put it on another one where it was more countries. We're going to pick wherever we can get the most reach. I think a lot of times what happens too is documentaries will have a run on one of these sites, depending on the agreement they get with the site. And then after a year or something, it ends up going to some other sites where it will be accessible to everybody. I don't know the answer to that question now, but my goal is to get it out to as many people as possible. $50 Bishop's Deep Learning. Thank you so much. So generous. Get her done for sure. We are. I've been making so much progress on the doc. Doc, we all love you. And Nisha, thank you for saving us. Nisha's awesome too. If you guys haven't checked out Nisha, they both have separate channels. Kathy Title, $50. I think I got that one already, but absolutely. Thank you so much. I'm going to be here forever. I got to go quicker, guys. I'm sorry here. You guys are like, shut up and go. Should I just go to the bottom and go back? I don't know how to do this. I'm at 3:08 still, so I'm an hour behind. Someone asked, what is your vision for the documentary? Have you conceived a concept? Will you be traveling? Yes, yes, and yes. So the vision is, I want to, there's a couple parts to this. The main thing is this, all of this. I want these amazing life-changing examples, not just in obesity, to be out there for the whole world to see. That's the biggest part of the documentary. There's lots of other little intricacies woven into it. I'm going to also have my own personal story in there. I don't want to be in the documentary, but for budget purposes and for filming, we have to have some sort of hook and something that's woven through it. So a little bit of it is going to be about me and me going on my own journey and my daughter Lily, who almost died. And then we go into these examples from other people. And I will be traveling. The goal is to interview each of these people that are going to be involved, including we have over 150 people. Let me switch this real quick. If you go to carnivoredietmovie.com, which is at the bottom of the screen now, you can register to participate. So these are just a few people. I'm hoping to have a lot of people in, and a lot of people have registered, and we're going through all those people. We're trying to we're continually looking through them, trying to find more people that want to share their examples. So it's sharing their examples. It's traveling to them, talking to them. It's going on a journey, basically to ask the question, like, so many of us think it's normal that you go to a grocery store, 99% of the people are unhealthy and they're sick and they have all these health ailments, and it's not normal. And what is the normal thing? The proper human diet, eating the natural food that humans have been eating since the start of time. And if people take nothing else away from the documentary, it's not, oh, go eat carnivore. It's nutrition plays a role in so many of our health issues, and nobody knows that. I didn't know it when I got all of these pills, and the doctors aren't telling it to us. And we're going in and we're getting treated with medication that we don't need when nutrition is the answer. So if they take nothing else away from it, it's that. But the main point is sharing these examples of carnivore diet from real people and inspiring people, inspiring people. People that are hopeless come across as this documentary and they're overweight or they have skin issues, and showing them examples that it doesn't have to be this way. All right, I'm getting there. Every time I get to the bottom, it's like, oh, load more. Day 10 for me. Tell your wife thank you for encouraging. Awesome. I will tell Jen. She might be on here. Jen, good job. That has been a great part for Jen, too, is it's so encouraging. People are leaving her such good comments like that. She's like, wow, I'm already encouraging people. She's only on day 17 now, I think she said. Alia should be your moderator. Yes, Alia, if you're up for that, I would love that for sure. I was actually going to ask you that this morning, but I didn't want to be respectful of everyone's time. I know you have another job going on, but Carrie's going to start crying. Man, I held it together. I was really close. And then we had some audio issues. I think the audio issues saved me from stop bawling. I got some Kleenex over here, but it's just that when it's not me, like, oh, my whole life's changed, but the fact my family and my daughters have been changed because of his work chokes me up for sure. Question, new carnivore, 3 weeks, not seeing much results. Any tips, more exercise? I didn't do any exercise. Most people don't and have good results. Make sure you're really doing strict carnivore. Some people say I've been doing carnivore for 3 weeks. And then I ask them, they're like, I still do the diet soda, but it's got zero carbs, so it's okay. No, it's not okay. A lot of those things can mess you up. So I'm still having cheese. That can mess you up. So make sure you're doing strict. Maybe look into lion. Try doing lion for a couple of days and see how it goes. How to fight cravings on the first 2 weeks of carnivore diet. Bacon, bacon, bacon. You get hungry again, eat a little bit more bacon. Those cravings will go right away. Question, how much do I weigh? How tall am I? I am exactly 167 pounds as of right now. 5 more pounds, I'll be down to 100 pounds since my heaviest, which was 262 at my heaviest. And I'm like 5'9 or 5'10, depending on what shoes I'm wearing. Okay, 3 minutes, 320. Someone's yelling at me for calling my wife bullheaded. She'll realize on her own time. I pray she listens to you, Carrie. I commented on her video and told you. Thank you. I know, but she really I only call her a bullhead because she's literally hurting herself. It's like, just drink the electrolytes. They're sitting right there, and she's refusing to drink them. So it's like, it's insanity, and I'm watching her unnecessarily suffer from her own decisions. She did have more today, though, so we will be hopeful. Hopefully, she's feeling better now. How did you give up coffee? I did, and I never drank coffee. I did give up diet soda, which I was horribly addicted to, and I did it cold turkey. And it sucked for a couple days, and now I never think about it again. I think it's the same thing for coffee. A couple days, it's going to be really bad, but then you'll never have to think about it again. This is Jen herself. Thank you. I've been downing the electrolytes, but the smell, look, taste, and meat makes me nauseous. That's because you're still nauseous from not having enough electrolytes. Eat some eggs, have some electrolytes, and you're going to feel better. All right, we're going to get through these here. Question, how many pull-ups can you do now? I don't even know that. I think I'd probably, I always wuss out. I like to do the sets more. I probably do 6 or 7 now. And then I'll walk around a little bit more, and then I'll do 6 or 7 more. And every time I walk by our little the gazebo thing that I do them on, I'll do more. So 6 or 7, but I've been increasing the sets. Someone asked if I plan to do my blood work. Your number should be great, but to show proof. Yes, absolutely. And I'm going to share it all, good or bad or whatever it is. And I'm going to do the proper blood work. Amanda from Carnivorous Me gave me some really good advice on the blood test you should do. There's a lot of nuance to those blood tests. Some people just look at the LDL numbers and that's all they look at. And there's nuance to that. So I will be doing all of that. I was told it's best to wait till you're 6 months on carnivore. Maybe that's wrong. I don't know, but that was my plan. Maybe I'll do it sooner. Kimberly Lane. Hey, thank you so much. The sleep guy is Matthew Walker. W-A-L-K-E-R. Matthew Walker. He's amazing. Yeah, here we go. He was on Joe Rogan. He was on a bunch of other sites as well. Probably has his own YouTube channel too. Someone said, did I miss Dr. Barry? Yeah, Sandra, I'm sorry. He was very generous with his time. He was on here for well over an hour, but he was on here for that first hour or so. All right, I'm getting near the bottom now. Question, have you only eaten beef or would you eat venison or lamb too? I'm on day 6 in the carnivore, starting with BBE to begin with. Only beef for me, but I would eat any ruminant animal, I should say. I just haven't had the opportunity to. Every time I go, if I go to Costco, I see some lamb. I always think about buying it, but I've never cooked it or prepared it. That's the only reason I have it. Otherwise, I would. But I just like beef too, so I'm like, we'll just keep going with that. And I get a lot of grass-fed beef from my neighbors, so. Question, why am I not hungry even after 24 hours carnivore for 2 weeks? Hey, when you eat a lot of fatty meat, it fills you up, and sometimes that happens. Depends on how much body fat you have as well, because your body's going to burn that body fat for fuel. It's amazing. When you have a lot of body fat, you can go a long time without being hungry or eating, and you're just fine because your body burns that fat off. I'm at 340. I'm getting closer now. Carnivore Ron, thank you. He said, I did fine. Dr. Barry talked. Oh, no, you were fine. You were a terrific host. Oh, thank you. No, you were not talking too much. All right, good. Making me second guess myself. I'm trying to be careful about that because I do tend to do that. Oh, you guys are great. Someone said, I like your blabbling. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure I got out there how thankful I was for him, a little bit of my story, and then the carnivore diet doc. I tried not to interrupt after that. And he was going too. I mean, right at the beginning, it was great what he was saying. So, I was like, oh man, I got to watch this time. And then I started seeing all these questions coming in. I'm like, man, there's no way we're going to get through it. I know we only had the hour. I'm going through right now looking for any more questions. Question, I had a doctor's appointment today. Doctor scalded me. Your blood pressure was 144 over 100. Been carnivore 3 months. No more arthritis. Lost 31 pounds. Feel great. Should I continue on? Doc scared me. You know, a lot of times you go to get your blood pressure taken, you're nervous. You're in a different environment. I wonder, have you checked your blood pressure a couple times since then? I would check on a couple of those things. And I would look at the totality of your health, all of the other things that are improved, and see where you're at. Ultimately, that's, of course, your own decision. But I'd check your blood pressure a couple more times. It's amazing how much that can fluctuate, standing, sitting. Oftentimes, they'll just do it one time real quick, and it's like you're sitting there nervous, and you're wondering. You're thinking in your head, I've been doing carnivore 3 months. I bet you it's going to be bad. And then you get nervous and think about it. So carnivore Ron with some of the greatest advice of the day. Don't live your life in fear. Absolutely. As a carnivore, I don't do that anymore. I will never make a decision based on fear. Facts only. Facts only. Yeah. Carnivores don't snack. Yes, that is true. Emma and I did a video on snacking, and then in the video, we're just like, we pretty much don't snack. But then we were like, hey, if we ever go traveling or something, it'd be nice to have some snacks or something that you could take with. So, but yeah, I don't ever snack on carnivore. I just don't. That was a standard American diet thing. Maybe when you're starting out, but I get hungry. I eat some meat. That's it. Someone said, this is good advice, drink unflavored sparkling mineral water. That can cut cravings too. We mentioned bacon earlier. Carnivore Ron. Carnivore Ron's got a great YouTube channel too. Check him out. Son, this is your life. Don't listen to people who don't know. Yeah, get out there. Get that sunshine. Every morning, that's my go-to. I didn't do it this morning, though. We had a huge thunderstorm right at 5 o'clock in the morning. I had to do some push-ups and stuff in the house. Someone said caffeine is a drug and a diuretic. Yeah, it can give you diarrhea. A lot of people get the diarrhea and you say, what are you doing? And they're still having coffee. Ketovore Life, Carrie, with your encouragement, I just started my own progress channel, Ketovore Life. Great job. I have to check you out. That is awesome. You're going to inspire people. That's what it's all about. I'm getting there. If you guys have a question, I promise you I will get it. If you think I passed it up, please write it again with just put question in a huge letter so I don't miss it. Carnivore Queendom. I'm doing carnivore but afraid of messing up my gut biome. How are your beneficial bacteria fed? I feel like you have it the opposite. Again, I'm not a doctor. I can only tell you from my own personal experience, but I feel like your gut biome is connected to your brain, and there's studies about depression in your gut. And when I eat only meat, I feel a million times better. What are you feeding your gut biome when you're not doing carnivore? For me, it's distinct. You eat meat, and when you don't eat meat, maybe you try to do good and you eat vegetables, but you end up eating a bunch of processed junk instead. How good can that be for your gut biome? I don't think it can be very good. And if you're questioning, like, how can you get enough from just meat? As Dr. Barry said and Dr. Chafee said before, it's what humans have eaten since the start of time. How could it not be exactly what we need? I'm on day 128. I feel amazing. I have no gut issues. Before this, I had IBS, gurgling, bubbling. My stomach always hurt. I have none of that anymore. So I think you're just fine if you're doing carnivore on the gut biome. Question, I've been doing ketovore for 2 months now and haven't lost a single pound. Any tips? What are you eating on ketovore? That's the biggest question. There are certain foods that really are crazy. It baffles my mind sometimes because I did keto, I guess you could call it ketovore, for a long time. And sometimes I would be eating so strict, low calorie, low carb veg, a little bit of salad here or there, and I would not lose any weight. And over years, I learned what it was from. For me, it was the cheese. I know I mentioned this before, but some of the dairies were stalling me. So maybe that's something to look into. Really depends on what you're eating. Someone said, I had loose skin too, but it starts diminishing. Keep at it. And fasting helps with autophagy. Yeah, absolutely. Dr. Barry had a cool video on that. How much fat per day should I eat? I just started carnivore. This is always a tough question. I don't measure anything. If I were just starting carnivore like you, I would be eating a ribeye. Ribeye has a good amount of fat, and you got to eat a lot of that fat. You can't just pick it off and throw it out. If it's too like rubbery and you don't like the texture, cut it up, fry it in the air fryer or something like that. But I've never measured anything. My best advice is probably more than you think. So if I had like a strip steak or something, I would dip that in some butter when I was starting out on carnivore. Lots of egg yolks, probably more than you think. Mona, $10. Thank you so much. I got up in weight with bacon. Is that common? I've already stopped dairy products and have been doing BBBE only, but weight not going down much. Only 12 pounds in 44 days. Am I expecting too much too soon? Everyone's different, so it's so hard to say. I would say check your bacon. I know a lot of people that just they do a decent amount of bacon and they're just fine and they're still losing the weight. Everybody is, of course, different. One of the things that is also different is bacon. Man, you got to be a detective to look at the bacon. So take a close look at what you're getting in the bacon. Anything bad in there that you don't want to be having, maybe switch it up and try something else and see how that goes. Someone said, check out Kelly Hogan. She is awesome too. I don't think she's over 50, but she's another great resource. She's the best. Yeah, I've watched a lot of her videos too. Someone says, I work with Dr. Perry. He does not stop. I know, everywhere. He was just getting off a call when he went on mine, and I'm sure he's on another call right now, and then another one, and another one, and another one. 2.7 million subscribers that man has, putting out just amazing videos. And, that's a carnivore for you. You get the work done of three men. I'm getting the work done of three of my former self easily. Jen Spencer says, wow, Kerry, I met out running errands a guy named Dakota. He lost 300 pounds. Wow. But still more to go. His father was 6'7", 500 pounds. I told him about you in the documentary. Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, have him reach out to me. So the people that you can register on carnivoredietmovie.com and people that register, we're going through all of those. It's going to take a long time. And then a lot of people I end up inviting over to YouTube. And then that's like a good sort of rehearsal for the documentary. We can hear your story, share your story, inspire some people, and see if you'll be a good fit for the documentary. I wish we could fit everybody in the documentary, but that's not the goal. The goal of the documentary is to keep it entertaining and keep people engaged. So it's going to be a tough balance. And unfortunately, not everyone that is registering, of course, there's over 150 people that are going to be able to be in it. Question, do you have someone with fibromyalgia in your documentary? I'm willing to help. Not at this point. I would definitely be interested to learn more. Please shoot me an email, homesteadhow@gmail.com. Tell me more about your story. Maybe we can have you on the YouTube channel first. Someone said, I don't think you talk too much, Carrie. Love your family. Thank you. Someone's just pushing my buttons in. Person before was like, you got to let Dr. Barry talk. I was like, geez, I thought I was. I just had to say, I had to say a little bit. Question, if carnivore is a natural human diet, why do we need to add electrolytes? I don't think we need to necessarily add electrolytes in every case. I think Dr. Chafee isn't a big fan of them. Maybe I'm getting that wrong. I think if you look at all of human time, right now is a smidgen of that. This was all of human time. I don't think we needed electrolytes. I think you would get them a lot more in the water we would drink or in the food that we would eat. I think a lot of that is processed out of the food and filtered out of the water, and so we're not getting it like we used to in years past. So I think, too, some people need it because they're not eating some of, like, the organ meats and things like that. And if they were to eat those things, maybe they wouldn't need them as much. All right, I'm getting there. Question, have you thought about having a vegan activist like Earthling Ed to debate on your channel? Yes, and yes, if anyone knows Earthling Ed, I'm not familiar with him. If anyone wants to set this up on my behalf, I'd love to do that. I'm obviously not an expert on the matter. I just have my own opinions on it. I'm kind of interested in doing it, and then I don't want to detract from the carnivore diet documentary. You guys are probably like, shouldn't you be working on this documentary? Why are you doing this YouTube stuff? All of this YouTube stuff you see me doing, including all of this right now, is feeding into this documentary. So something like that, I don't know if that would be included in the documentary. One thing I would love to see and facilitate, I've been doing a lot of videos with Dr. Anthony Chafee, challenging Chafee and trying to give him some of the hardest carnivore questions. He's so good at that stuff. I would love to see him debate a vegan activist or someone like that because, I mean, Dr. Chafee is the don't eat plants, they'll kill you guy. And I'm sure Earthling Ed is just the opposite. Don't eat meat, you're going to ruin the earth guy. So that would be one heck of a debate. Dr. Barry would do that much more justice than I could. That man is amazing with his facts and figures and stats. And Rachel, is Dr. Barry here? Dr. Barry was here. You're 2.5 hours late. It started at 2:00. I'm really sorry he's not here anymore. It's just me for now. But you can go back and watch the beginning. But yeah, we were here. We were going to do 1 hour from 2:00 on. So that was 2.5 hours ago we got started. Sorry you missed it. Aaron asks, how important is kicking coffee for carnivore? I would say just do it. I got to stop. I've never had coffee, so I don't know. But I guess it depends on your goals. Some people are fine with coffee and they don't have any issues. But for me, it's a whole lifestyle change where you become the captain. You're in complete control. If I'm in complete control, why do I still have to have this cup of coffee saying, drink me, drink me? You don't need the coffee to survive. It does nothing for you. It's going to suck a little bit to get over that the caffeine withdrawal for a few days. But after that, you'll feel fine. Someone said Dr. Kiltz is so positive. Yeah, he's great, isn't he? Every carnivore is great. Every carnivore is great. Someone said, how's my dear wife? She's okay. She's struggling a little bit. She's drinking more electrolytes today, and I know that's going to help her if she drinks enough of them. Someone said, is it okay to eat a burger pan that has 6 grams of carbs when I'm unable to get any other kind of meat? Would it ruin my carnivore diet? Why does it have 6 grams of carbs in it? That's a lot for a burger patty. My burgers I get are like there's like nothing. But if that's all you're able to get, it's certainly what's the alternative? If that is truly all you can get, what is the alternative? It's got to be better than the alternative. So I would say yes, do it. A lot of people are okay if they stay under 20 carbs a day. That's like ketogenic diet. Most people say stay under 20 carbs a day. So if you had 3 of those, you'd only be at 18. So you should be okay. It depends on what your goals are. A lot of people are doing carnivore diet for other issues, not just weight loss. Get rid of depression, anxiety, skin issues. So I think you'll be okay. If that's your only alternative, you ask yourself, what else would there be? Someone said Dr. Chafee would tear them up. Yeah, for sure. I don't think they would do it either. Someone said still going, Carrie. Yeah, we're almost to the bottom. Still here, Mike. Thank you. You guys are awesome. Someone said, how come your streams from the theater are pixelated from elsewhere? Video quality is much better. Is that true? I didn't notice that. It looks clear on my side. I've actually spent a whole bunch of time. I ran an Ethernet cable in here. There's no one else in the building, so I specifically came here with the Ethernet cable so I'd have the best no-lag internet whatsoever. Can anyone else comment? Because that could be on your side. I'm hoping it's not. Someone said we need another moderator. Yeah, so my wife Jen was moderating earlier, but I don't know if she stuck around this whole time. She had some errands to run with the girls. I'll have to be better at that in the next time. I was expecting a big turnout, but nothing like this. This is crazy. Mike, yeah, Jen is – she's still feeling kind of crummy. I really think she just needs to get more electrolytes. She hasn't been taking them. Emma's yelling at her like, come on, Mom, just have these electrolytes. I get it. She's nauseous, but all of the symptoms that she's been having that people are talking about is from lack of electrolytes. Her heart was racing a little bit, and she's having issues like that, and she just wasn't taking any electrolytes. She flushed through so much water, so I'm hoping she'll be better. Someone said it's not pixelated. Sir, I wonder the last person that said that. Maybe it was your side. Ooh, look at this. Everyone, look at this. Bill, how are you? Hey, Carrie, it's Bill. Bill, I hope you don't mind. You gave me your permission the other day to show your picture. I had to tell Dr. Barry about you. This is my friend Bill. Bill is from Alaska. Great stream, and hopefully I'll be sending you my video tomorrow for you to take a look and add it, your tips and tricks. Yes, Bill, I'm looking forward to it, my friend. So Bill is doing his own YouTube channel. I'm so excited for you, Bill. This is going to be great. Everyone's so excited for you. This whole community, Bill, is behind you, and I can't wait. Yeah, so send me your video. I'd be happy to take a look, give you some tips, some pointers, some tricks. Whatever you do is going to be awesome. People just want to hear your story. We're not going to need to like do any crazy editing or anything like that. We just want to hear your story. And then, Bill, if you're willing to do it, your updates going forward. People love to do that. It keeps you accountable. And I'm just so excited for you. And I'm glad that we've become friends kind of along this process. You have such a big heart. And I'm here for you for this whole journey. And like I said, I wanted to say this one more time, Bill. Hopefully you're still here. Dr. Anthony Chafee. I wish I would have asked Dr. Barry today, but I was running out of time. But Dr. Anthony Chafee graciously, generously said, anything you need, if you have some questions privately, you can talk to him because this is a big undertaking. You haven't left your house in 4 years. So if you want to talk to Dr. Chafee, just you say the word. He's there for you. And my friend Sean from Intentional Carnivore, he wanted to chat with you too and had some ideas as well. So. But I was telling everyone, be respectful of Bill. This is a lot. So you guys are all amazing. But if we just opened up the floodgates on the initial thing, I think Bill right now would have semi-loads full of meat at his property, which would be amazing. But then it would have a downside that where are you going to put all this stuff in a freezer and manage it all? So we're trying to organize things. So everyone's being patient is awesome. But that's exciting, Bill. I'm so happy. I look forward to seeing your video tomorrow. And happy to talk to you anytime. So cool that you're on this chat. I'm really happy I got to give you a little shout out on the chat with Dr. Barry. So you're on Dr. Barry's radar now too, my friend, which is awesome. Bill Knott, everyone sees right here. He's saying hello. So if you have any. We're going to get flooded with some Bill comments now too, which is great. Yeah, Bill said, I'm a little overwhelmed, but in a good way. I appreciate everyone's support and well wishes so much. God bless you all. Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot to take in, Bill. This is a huge life change, but the whole community is behind you, which is awesome. And look at this. I got to the bottom. And what better surprise at the bottom to see Bill down there in the comments. This was great. Oh, my goodness. Whoo. This has been crazy. 4:38. So we've been going 2 hours and 40 minutes. I got to get upstairs and get the movie theater projector going for our movie tonight. Thank you, everybody, so much. Huge thank you to Dr. Barry and everyone here. Please, please, please. Addicted Paul, another one for Bill. Let's go, Bill. Thank you, Addicted Paul. You've been so generous. I really appreciate that. That's the goal, man. Bill, you're out there. How many other people are like Bill out there that are hopeless and need help, and that we could just share this example of the carnivore diet? That's the ultimate goal. So everyone, stay tuned for Bill's channel coming soon. I'm going to promote the heck out of it and share it, and then you can subscribe to him and follow him on his channel. And everyone go check out Dr. Barry too if you haven't already. There's a lot of new people here. My biggest advice, if you're new, we had a lot of questions from new people here. If you're new, don't start carnivore diet until you're 100% confident that it's the right decision. And know your why. Why are you starting carnivore diet? And if you have any questions whatsoever, which you should, do the research. There's so much free information out there. Check out Dr. Chafee's channel. Check out Dr. Barry's channel. You have specific questions, I guarantee you there's videos on those topics. Make you feel comfortable with your decision before you decide to start doing it. So thank you, everybody, so much. I really appreciate it. And everyone, have a good day. And Bill, we'll talk to you soon. I look forward to it. Addicted Paul, you're too much. Thank you so much for the super chats. We are so much closer. I don't even know how much money came through here. I can't even add it up right now, but it's all going towards the carnivore diet documentary. I'll do an update on the community tab. I'm going to show you guys all the lights. I'm going to see what came in. I'm going to get all of the lights. And we are one giant leap closer to the carnivore diet documentary. So thank you, everybody, so much. And yeah, if you just jumped on and you missed Dr. Barry, sorry. Check out the beginning. He was on for over an hour, answered some great questions, and we had a great conversation. Thank you, and goodbye. Good night, I guess. It's 4:40. We'll say goodbye. Thank you.